I wasn't like too sure if it was gonna work.
Nah, she said come back. She always said you could come back. She said you could literally just go to another teller. That's what she used to tell us while we was there, but I never
went. What you get?
I got the lava cake. I let you get the Mendo, because I got the Mendo. But look at this lava cake.
You see that?
Bro, I rolled some fucking bananas. Take it out of there. Look at that.
I rolled some of that Mendo this morning. I swear to God, guys. I start smelling myself. Bro, I'm like,
what the fuck?
Bro, it smells bad.
Bro, keep your eye on them DMs. I'm trying to get Padman in at 7 o'clock.
Who?
Padman. He had Bones, and
he was with Devin in Australia.
Yeah, he worked with more recently.
You talking about Rodney?
No.
What's his name?
Coach,
it's Padman. That's what
everybody knows about
him. Well,
I've known him 5 years, 4 years.
I've
known
him
for 9 years.
Because
he up. So I'm
going to
coach
it
up. And
hey, bro,
their
music.
Yeah.
I'm over-stimulated, and I'm fucked already.
Mentally. So, yo, so this works. It's got two.
This
nigga 30 wise
fucking
phone.
Working in the midst of fucking pure confusion.
Oh.
You and Mike really just friends and shit, like y'all tight. I mean, you just letting her know your battles about to move. Pretty cool, man. No, I see. I heard you fart in front of her too. Like, man,
he ripped
ass.
Bro,
I'm gonna
be honest. No. If I would have got comfortable quick, I would have ripped ass in his, because it's like, I wasn't getting up at 60 pounds, though. I'm fucking straight down real quick and keep it moving. Like, what was we doing?
I don't know about spray. He was just falling right there.
Nah, remember we had spray, like, right by us, so I was spraying over that.
So you gonna go shit or what?
Nah, it's like, it's still forming.
So you want some mid-show, they gonna know you had
bro,
shit.
I literally sat, I'm like, oh shit, it's about to be a throwback to them sticky paw days.
I'm
saying. Well, my dinner ended out. Mike, like, bro, I was about to say, in the beginning of the show, I used to ask
him, so much they called him shit walk then.
There's literally,
the audience, he had shit every day.
There's literally sound bites of a toilet flush. Because I would have to go all the time. I'm glad that my, you know, medical shortcomings is able to bring humor to the show. So,
who then was the blue one?
Well, I only have Ballman's email.
You only need Jeremiah, and you have everyone's email. You got one email with everyone in it. You can copy paste, but regardless of that, so Bo.
Oh, they must be CC.
Yo.
You are not, right? Because I'm just asking.
I have the last 2 days.
Then,
right.
So I'm just asking in terms of, are you? Because if not, that's cool. Danny had taken responsibility,
yeah,
but really never did it. But obviously, now that we're all here together, he will know that it's not you and it's him.
I just need the email. But when Bo, yeah.
And when you mean email, you mean the thumbnail.
LVPride@bluewirepods.com.
See, I don't have that.
Okay. Because it's very simple. Like, Jimmy is going to get the final word from me as to what to create, and then all he's got to do is CC you or Bo to forward it. We could literally give him the email, but I don't want them getting every thumbnail. You understand? I don't want to confuse them or Jimmy.
Yeah, no.
So when Jemmy sends it to me, I can forward it to them. I don't really need y'all to do it. I just need the email.
Nah, that's cool. I could do it because, I mean, if you don't want them to get the every time
they got to have it by 9. They want it by 6 the previous day, but we can't do that. So
yeah,
by 9 a.m., he asked for it. We got to have it to him by then.
Yeah, that's cool.
They so whack over there, bro. They tricked us. You see that, right? There's no internet. They tricked us. They never once said, you can't go live. Then one meeting before, they're like, oh, we got to get you in here. They tell us, there's no internet. We're getting it sorted. Now, it's like, oh, yeah, Cox and them communicating. So it's like, we're never going to be live there. I'm telling you. We're going to have to push to go live with whatever, quote, unquote, internet they have. But they're
not going live there, bro.
The same shit that he said yesterday was the shit they said Friday, which prior to Friday, you are correct.
We never heard of
Never heard
that. That was fucked up,
so
bro.
So they wait till the business day prior.
Mm-hmm.
Friday was the last business day prior to. I'm like, damn.
Those videos are doing, on average, at least 60 to 65% less.
Yeah, for sure. But I just told them, I'm like, damn, Jeremiah already passed up Joe Joyce.
That's crazy. But you know why? Canna put that one on premiere. So that's like live. I was in the chat with them. Fucking Jordan, another. Yo, you send Jordan them gloves? Let's decide on that before I go live. Give them the, what you got? Off top. Give them Gomez. You got another Gomez?
Yeah.
The knockout dude? Cuban?
Yeah,
Cuban.
I know him. I know we sent Davidian one, so we should have another Yo Elvis.
All right, let's give him the Cuban. Yeah. Oh, and give him Robisi. Two Cubans.
Oh, are he Cuban?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Jordan
Baker.
Yeah, Cuban
damn,
style.
Damn, I like the Robisi.
Yeah, give him both of those.
Damn, I was going
because look, he
him.
Sent another 20. We wasn't even live, my man. Yo, he a $20 super chatter plus $100 a month. Plus, he's writing Board Awards. I mean, he do everything.
I was going to say, because I know all of that. So, given that, I was going to say, well, don't let Tony Harrison
throw him to Harrison?
Is he the
why
only
not?
Table?
I mean, he get two a month. I mean, he get two every 2 months.
I thought it was one every 2 months.
I owe him two, because I ain't give him one since April. This is all right. Last time I sent them out too. He know we got it, especially with this studio. We got it. It's just got to get to you. But you ready?
Yeah.
Bo, you ready?
Damn, I feel like I want
to. Bo. How's the audio?
As long as the button plugged in, the button push, we good.
Button plugged in.
Cord
plugged in. You heard that?
Mom.
I ain't hear that, bro.
I don't hear nothing.
Oh, maybe. Damn, this is why we got to run tests. What other tests we need? All right, let's all get in the mood.
Test.
Get in the mood. Ready?
Test.
Yeah, ready? Let's get in the mood.
We should do morning stretches. Like,
bro, I watched,
every morning before the show. Do morning stretches.
I was on IG. I watched Stephanie. The
bodybuilder? Yeah.
I watched her.
Yo, who that girl that commented under the post that said she DM'd me that got like 400,000 followers?
DM'd you?
Nah, she definitely DM'd me, but it's like, bro, she commented on a Boxing Voice page, like on the post that I posted yesterday of us with Jeremiah at Blue Wire.
Let me try.
And I have no idea who she is.
So what's she saying in the DM? Does she want to give you the panties or what?
Nah, she talking about the studio look nice, but it's like...
Oh, is it like with an A maybe?
Yeah.
That's about right. Jeremiah.
Yeah.
This one, Elise Apps.
Yeah.
I'm not
who
trying
that?
To do... want to do virtual check the DM. I'm like, yo, we
she in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Oh, where is she?
I don't know, she's somewhere, but she's like some sort of cover singer and like that, or like, I don't know, she got something going on, but she all right, you know, she not my type, but she looked like a girl. It's gonna come to me. Esteban. Oh, my God. What the fuck was her name? Estevez? Nope.
She alright though, but I ain't doing. I ain't with Zoom, man. I've been turning people down with that Zoom shit. Fuck out of here. I am gonna get the dude this training with Fury via Zoom though. So I don't know. Maybe I don't make any sense, right? She got almost a half a million. I'm talking to the the sparring partner that showed yesterday.
Oh.
But I'm ready, bro. You ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Community, man, I appreciate y'all.
Traveling people. Yo, Los Angeles, in the building. Entering, problem with the man in the fucking Tundra team. Is low, state of Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the corner, RDK, Detroit fans.
Baby, I'm not in New York City. Yo, cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
I mean, Essex, catch me for the championship.
Big Superman, same in Texas.
The video is up here. God bless you all.
Jesus, thanks.
Get outside, nothing. Without the callers, ain't nothing, man.
That's real. TKO. TKO.
Big fish.
Beach water.
Tree. Spread out the FCS. Thanks for the email. I'm glad. It ain't hating. It's just the truth.
Show kid. My first New York suckers.
Coach me there from London, UK.
Checking in from Tennessee. It's legal, sir. It's P-A-Y-N-D. It's legal.
Line 6, read. We're spreading that boots gospel.
Both from Bama, only in America.
But I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Ford, Crown, Brooklyn, you have more chicken wings, French fries, rep the champion. Let's
go to 18, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stop it up. Yo, this is a check. Louisiana, I'm going to
go to the
hey.
California.
Like the video, subscribe.
What up, what up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio, streaming to you live right here from the Fight Stars facility, rooftop and all. I'm joined alongside.
What up, champ? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Buenos dias.
Feeling good. I'm feeling.
Buenos dias.
I'm actually feeling really good. You know, I don't know. I woke up early. I woke up like early and Danny early today, and I ain't even go back to bed. I got right to work.
What time you woke up?
I'm thinking like 3:40.
No, we woke up about the same time.
Okay, no, because you told, you normally say you were up at 4, but
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
When you up at 4, you do get up before 4.
Yeah, no, I mean, I typically beat my alarm. Hmm. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Because YouTube says, this episode is going to be about Canelo. Not want to fight any more Mexicans. Plus, guess what? It's fight week. Andy Ruiz versus Luis Ortiz. We'll be talking about that. What'd you say? No, that's what YouTube wants you to do. Like, oh, if you don't tell your audience about what you're going to tell in the first minute, you can lose them.
You know what I was thinking? That we should go live and not, you know, just have like the, how we typically do, just have the intro playing like the first. Because didn't they say, don't curse in the 45 seconds and you good? But we always curse.
Who said that?
Remember?
YouTube says that?
Yeah, remember that was like a thing when we was at Sticky Paws, when Kian was around. He was like, yo, as long as you, the first 45 seconds.
I thought that was TikTok. Remember we used to. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And
that
never
yeah.
worked.
Yeah, because we would always curse. Yeah, you right. It was TikTok, motherfucker.
So Rob in the chat says, how the hell are you guys up at 3:40 but 15 minutes late? Well, shout out to Hada Ding and that super duper Mendo breath and lava cake. It just is amazing. So when I got here, it was technically 5:45. I just sat in the car with the song on repeat. Shout out Bad Bunny. I know you did some wild shit. I'ma just ignore it and keep enjoying your music, but you is a bad bunny, let me tell you. But yeah, man,
So yeah, Rob, that's what it is. I got to, you know, me and Hardeen have this friendship. I love them. I don't know if they love me, but I love them.
No, they definitely love us.
I love them.
They definitely love us.
I love when they just kiss me with the window. So sometimes we get a little late, but that's okay because we're never late for the Blue Wire show. You know, that's what we do. We like, hey, just like you, it's rough for us in the morning, but in the afternoon, we're ready to rock and roll.
Fully activated.
Yeah. Boom. We're on time.
Yeah.
We're like 11:59. Go, we're pumping shit.
You know, it's kind of like training camp fighters nest. You have to peak at the right time.
You're right.
Like noon is just like the perfect time for us to
like
peak.
Yesterday it was like 3 minutes out and then Jeremiah walked in, right? Or it was 3 minutes out and we had to cut our conversation with Jeremiah. It sounded like that. So it was like, you know, it's easier in the afternoon. But I am picking Ruiz, even though Wilder, Jeremiah, and
I don't want to miss.
Me
remember.
Neither. I'm going to put words in Joel Jordan. I'll go watch the episode with us. No. But let me see the line. I'm still going with Ruiz. But if the line looks good for Ortiz, I sprinkle some dough on him, man, because a lot of people believe that the Cuban that gave Wilder, you know, two of his best fights, not just the best, two of the best fights, two of his fights, you know. I guess that's not right then. Whatever. The point is, gave him two good fights. More and more people are starting
to fights.
Pick. Yeah, more and more people are starting to pick Ortiz. It is fight week. It's not happening here in Vegas, though. It's in L.A.
L.A.
It's in L.A., man.
And I know Andy Sappy to finally get, you know, that Staples Center fight, you know, like all the Mexican fighters got this. Leo got his. Oscar obviously got his. So I know he's happy to be able to headline Staples Center.
We talked to Jeremiah yesterday at Blue White Studios. He spoke of being able to get up fighters, that most fighters lose or take that first loss in a tuna fight. Does Andy understand is in a tuna team fall into that mentality because of Luis Ortiz's age?
I think they know that, you know, Luis Ortiz is still around because he still carries that power. He's still a threat. Andy looks great, man. You know, from the footage I've seen, he looks great. It looks like, you know, he had a full camp. I know originally he was planning to fight in the summertime. So now, you know, we get a Labor Day weekend. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. And I think Andy, for one, I think it's going to be a barn burner. I think it's going to be a barn burner. I don't think this shit goes past 8 rounds.
Wow. Uh-oh. I got to get back to the line. I never checked it.
Yeah, I don't think this goes past 8 rounds.
Dude, you know you're tripping, right?
What?
First of all, Andy didn't knock out Areola. And granted, I don't think anyone knocked out Areola. It's been TKOs. But Lewis didn't knock out Travis Kaufman. Fuck! Left my watch. Felt it. Once I went like that, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
It's the light skinness right there.
Yeah, I went like that too.
Red bone.
But mine on the charger.
Yeah, you know, I brought the charger. Danny took it over. Yesterday, I'm like, he had it. This morning, I look over there. That's what reminded me of mine. He got it. It's all good, bro. It's all good. I fuck with you. Yo, I don't see a lot. Let me see. Don't do me. This is my bookie. .ag. The code. BetTV.
Bo, I know you checked.
Who? Yeah, but Bo gives me lines of people we not affiliated with. And then he has all the local information to Bovada who we are affiliated with. No, he ain't checked that. He too busy. Did you post the Albert Bell post? From y'all. That's what I'm saying.
What'd you say?
I sent it to him via Instagram and text just so he can't see he ain't get it.
Oh, you sent that 5 minutes before the show started.
I sent it when I was in the car, man.
Bro, 5:55 a.m.
Yeah, when I was in the car.
Okay.
Still smoking.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, post this. That's the mess. So I figured you come up with the best caption.
Nah, I hear you, bro, but you had like you been sent the shit or some shit or like it was like
I mean, 20 minutes ago is a fucking lifetime. People won the lotto, died, got shot, was born in 20 minutes.
Not in the middle of a show?
I'm just no. You got that before the show.
And but right now.
And because you're so good at those captions, it would have took you 1 minute.
Bro, you know how long it took me to post that shit?
Stop
yesterday.
Crying and complaining.
When you texted me.
Man up.
Now look, how long after you text me did it take me to post it?
I didn't even know, bro. I was doing laps in the pool yesterday.
Okay.
But I had to get my workout.
Them shits is hour plus. There ain't no, I smoked 2 whole L's for that one post. I ain't throwing shit to guys like wow. Other people.
2 whole L's. Now he's going to make me read his caption. Hold on.
Nah, it ain't even just a caption.
Nah, it is.
Bro.
You take 2 L's in half a day for the... Yo,
bro.
Shout out to Shakespeare. My man coming up with some fire.
No, it's not
the
caption, bro.
Pictures.
First of all, because I don't post every picture that we take. You get what I'm saying? So you got to find the right pictures. Then you got to get the right size and make sure that the picture, the right angle, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everything is everything. Bro, I forget who it was. Me and you just kept closing our fucking eyes in the pictures. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, I forget who it was.
We need Micah to try and take pictures. I don't think girls do that. Like, Bo be like, all right, 1, 2, 3. Like, yo.
Bro. And
yo,
then
he literally said, yo, you caught him, but I caught the picture and your arm was back here, so you ain't get the body shot. I'm like, all right, well, in my head, I'm like, well, let's just take another one. He just give me the phone. We walk off, and Danny posts a picture of my arm back here like I'm about to go for a sprint. I'm like, what is going on?
Bro, you look like a figure skater. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm telling you, bro.
Not a figure skater, speed skater.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but, you know, it
and
takes time,
Micah,
bro. It takes time. Then you got
to
make sure.
Micah takes all the pictures of everybody signing the war. None of y'all posted. I send it to him all the time. He's in the chat with you where you put everything. He just like, you know, I don't like that. I'm not going to post that, bro, I'm going to be honest.
Yo, look, swear to God. I don't know why I thought we was, like, going to make, like, a collection.
Oh, and, like a collage of those?
Yeah, like.
It's going to look crazy, though, because it's going to be, like, 100 photos of white because the wall is white. You know what I mean? I think individual. I don't know. I think individual. But you could do both. You could post a picture and keep it for your collage. Wow. Stephen, you wowing? That's definitely an untitled question. You seen it? That's for Bo and Danny. Love those type of things. What's up?
I was thinking hard about the question.
I mean, do you want to live a life with multiple women?
Nah.
Oh, that's not you? I'm shocked. 25-year-old single man not wanting to be with multiple women. That's shout out to you.
No, I'm just saying, like, big picture, like, you feel me?
You mean long run, not long term, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, right now I'm chilling, but, yeah, long term.
Bo be sounding like he looking for something like that. Bo, you looking for, like, 2 women in 1 household right now at this age?
In my life, I don't really too much look for nothing except the money, so.
Whatever comes.
Is that, but, yeah, if something good comes, I take what comes, but I wouldn't.
Leaving that door wide open for whoever to move into.
I ain't read the question, so I don't really know what's going on. But if you read the question, I might be able to answer it more better.
Somebody just texted me, you need to get a huge wall of all the photos that when you stand back, all the photos put together look like Ali's face or something.
Jesus, you know how many photos we would need? And plus, how would they be our photos and still look like Ali's face?
You ain't never seen where people get like, you know, they'll do that. People do things like that, but it would have, obviously now you got to get like the right color, you know,
exactly.
Or shading that, you know, to be able to put together.
That's going to take a lot of work and pictures, but I hear you. Shout out TV Book Sale in the chat.
Good morning, Chaps.
Yo, you know, Andy, I'm hoping he does make some sort of a statement. Last time out, we seen him get dropped by Areola. So was it a flash knockdown?
It wasn't the last time out.
That was Andy Ruiz's last time out against
15
Areola.
Months ago?
Yeah.
Holy.
He almost had him scared thinking I missed the Andy fight.
Bro, because it was so long. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, nah, he definitely had one in
bro,
between.
Bro, but that's the thing. When you're on pay-per-view, you got a high mandatory minimum. You really can't take nothing but a pay-per-view. They got to shelf you, man. It's only but how many pay-per-views they could do. That's
why that was the last fight. Holy shit.
Both need to go. That's why boxing needs to be on an app. So then you can't charge per event. You know what I mean? It's easier on an app than, look at Andy, like 15 months out. If he was on an app where it's unlimited broadband and all you got to do is give him a date, they'll give him a date. But because he's with Fox and it takes so much time because of programming and football and March Madness and this and that and everything else that cater to, these fights are being shelved, bro. Like, they need to realize go straight to a fucking app. It's got to be straight to an app. They're the only ones that got unlimited dates. When you Fox, you got to worry about football and hockey and daytime news and all this other shit. Same thing for Showtime. They got fucking billions or whatever show they got. They got day shows. Ray Donovan and all this shit that at 9 on Sunday, that motherfucker got it. You know, so we need to seriously start talking about an app.
Yeah, man. But an app get less exposure, and you know that.
And that's okay. Guess what? When if you have all the fighters on an app, the word's going to get out. And it's one place.
I mean, yeah, but now we're talking back to, you know, unrealistic shit.
Just hear me out. Zone gave.
Get back to the show.
The Zone gave Eddie. How much?
I don't know.
Billion.
Okay.
Al came into the game with how much? 500 million. ESPN gives Bob Arum how much per year? 90 million. Show me how that's not possible when DAZN gave Eddie a billion. It's not, I mean, the money is there. It's just you got to sit the people down and try to have them understand what makes more logical sense. Bro, it's like a network. Spotify. Why do you think they can offer Joe Rogan, what was it, 300 million or 100 million?
I forget. It was the end.
So the way that Spotify works is they have a plethora of content creators, right? So now they get, hypothetically, 100 million streams. Those 100 million streams, they're able to turn that into advertising money because now they're showing demographics, ages, cities, and people every day,
mm-hmm.
You know? So now those advertisers are enticed and they get on board. It's the same with boxing, bro. You got everybody. See, right now we're fragmented. I go to ESPN to watch Devin Haney. You go on a fucking Showtime to watch Wilder.
Yeah, but that's the way the world works. That's like, line. So you go to fucking Dunkin' to buy your coffee. I go to Starbucks to buy mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go wherever the fuck you go to buy your groceries and so on and so forth. Like, you know, just the way the world works, you know.
But world, not sports. Do you go anywhere else to watch the NFL? Like, is there a BLL? Like, no, it's just NFL, right? Unlike boxing, that there's Bob, there's Lou. Today at 12, we'll be talking about,
you know, how
a
many
brand
different
new
networks.
Player.
You know how many different networks stream NFL games? Damn
many,
near more than boxing.
How many big networks have packages? Like how many ESPNs and Fox and what was it, like TNT, right?
That's for basketball, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just showing you certain networks that are involved in, you know, those sports like basketball or football long-term, you know. And it isn't many, though. Like, I don't watch those sports, but name how many places you can go for Sunday night football.
Sunday night is one game, so yeah, that's one.
But
that's
one game for everybody, no?
Yeah, I'm saying so. There's only one game on Sunday night, you know. But Sunday,
wait, so everybody doesn't play on Sunday?
So typically, yes. Everybody gets a week off, right, during the season. So there's 17 games, 18 weeks during the season. So yeah, there is weeks that teams have off, but you have games. What I'm saying, you'll have games in the morning, games in the afternoon, and then you'll have a Sunday night game. So if you're talking Sundays overall, I could watch games. Fuck, bro. It's a lot. So it's really Fox and CBS, the main ones, right? Fox and CBS. But then, you know what I'm saying? You'll have fucking eight games on at the same time. So then you got to get...
But on Fox and CBS.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Think about
this. But then, you know, Sunday night, NBC. Monday night, ESPN. Thursday night, I want to say fucking Amazon Prime or some shit.
So let me ask you another question. How long has football been on ESPN, NBC? Talk to me in years. You know, isn't that something that would be, and I'm still asking a question by adding this extra statement, like, wouldn't that be something that's engraved in people's mind because of the partner relationship with the network, where we don't have that? We remember that as HBO and Showtime. And then you got everyone. You got True TV. You got ESPN, the major, not Friday Night Fights. You got Zone. Showtime stepped up even more. I mean, I'm forgetting channels that the airboxing. I don't know, man. WWE, if NFL is the wrong fucking analogy, I know WWE got it right, right? What do? They buy the little guy, right? They buy the the AWs or the other people trying to be them. They buy them and swallow them, and they have one place to go watch it, right? And they have their app.
I know they got the app. Yeah.
Their YouTube channel, last time we checked, was at 50-something million. Then we checked, it was at 80-something million. I'm sure it's at 100 million at this point.
I don't know. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it is.
Really?
I mean, even with the UFC that has the fucking ESPN deal, it's not only one place to watch it, right? So if I'm a cable-paying subscriber.
90 million they're at, right?
Okay.
0.6.
So even with the UFC, bro, like, some fights are UFC Fight Pass. So it's like, if you're not paying for that, you know what I'm saying? Then that's that. I find it very hard. Like, you're talking about companies. You're talking about companies. You know.
But that's my point. I'm told WWE is on two networks, USA and Fox. All their pay-per-views are on Peacock, which Peacock OTT service. Boxing should look into that as well. They don't even know what's OTT. They don't need no network. Like, they don't need no Showtime.
But Peacock is with the network, though.
Peacock is with who?
NBC.
Really?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. Mm. Abso-fucking-lutely.
So they did, you know what NBC is doing? Because that's internet TV, Peacock. So that's for the people that cut the cord. You know what I'm saying? So it's OTT service.
So for me, I don't want to speak bad, but for me, I know Peacock, and I got to get Peacock because they are under NBC. NBC has a contract with Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame. So me and a fan, I watch the games. They show all their games until now NBC implements Peacock. And of course, to promote it, shows one of the smaller games only on Peacock. I'm like, well, fuck, now I got to get Peacock, stream the game illegally, which – fuck it. So I had a Peacock just for that.
But isn't it free? I think I have it free.
No, I'm pretty sure you pay for that.
Nah.
Peacock?
Yeah.
I
haven't paid anything.
So what they make with their money just on the ads?
Of course. It's an OTT service.
But you need an account, don't you?
Bro, they're amazing. That's what I'm saying. You know how hard hard it is to get an established OTT channel, Peacock is one. There's another one out there that comes to me. I think it's orange, the color.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, so it they do have...
No, they just had a movie. Like, it was a movie only on Peacock. Do you remember?
Nah.
It was a brand new movie. They do it just like...
The reason I couldn't... So I knew I paid. I wasn't tripping. So it does allow you to watch shit for free, like on some on-demand shit. You know what I'm saying? So they have like 3,000...
I'm telling you right now, brother, me and my girl watched the movie that was in the movies. They had a release date. And instead of going to movies, we was able to watch it right from home on Peacock for free.
That's dope, bro. Yeah, so they don't do live TV for free. So that, which is why I had to pay. So, you know, if you want their sports or anything live, then you have to pay, you know. But
that's dope.
But yeah, so
what's another one? There's another one out there.
So, like, is Tubi or those places considered?
That's the other one.
Okay.
That's another OTT.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not too familiar. Like I said, I had it for that reason. You know, but they're under NBC, and, you know, that's the only reason I know.
So the way that works, right, because there's a lot of guys. I've been approached by OTT services all day because we do so many hours, watch time, right? So in order. With the hours.
No, and it shows right here, look, watch 40,000 hours plus for free. Watch 60,000 hours for the $5. You know what I'm saying? So,
bro, you know how much hours we have? I'm telling you, I'm not going to say I'm well-versed in this, but I've had conversations with many companies that want me to move from YouTube to an OTT. I'm telling you, it's all about hours. And they're like, bro, you're not making what you would be making if you had an OTT. Who the fuck is going to take that leap, you know, of faith right now? It's too difficult. But Saquon Jones,
an
OTT.
Okay.
And he's a movie director. You see his equipment.
He ain't fucking around. He ain't bullshitting.
So
and let me
you
tell
know
you,
he getting paid. That's actually someone we can talk to about the deal of Abbott. He's probably listening because he called in yesterday.
And let me tell you, my boy doing aight. He's doing aight.
That's what I'm saying. You know, so ads are paying because he shoots movies and puts them on his own OTT channel. So check out my boy Quan. What's his insurance like? The Way of Life.
Let me put it up right here.
Send it to my screen share. He does need y'all to support him and watch his movies. Obviously, that's how he eat. What?
Let's fucking go.
You had a bet?
Nah, they announced it.
What?
So fuck everybody who doubted me in the chat. The fuckers was hitting me. I'm like, oh, I thought he was going to announce me. Ask old Cameron.
Bro, you just seeing that? It was fucking like 4 hours ago they put in the chat.
Rick almost posted it 19 minutes ago. So.
Jesus, look. I'm telling you, you got to check your phone. There's something wrong with your phone, bro. Rob posted that. You know Rob posted that shit, like, when you was asleep.
Oh.
Look, what time did I say? That shit was more than 4 hours. That was last night. What? Jesus. At 10:21.
Oh, yeah, I was asleep. I was asleep.
I mean, that's what hardworking men do, but what's with Rick? He was asleep, too.
And that just says title fight.
Oh shit! Look, I was running to the golf button.
Damn, bro! One day,
2 days.
What do you mean? You used the first day.
Yeah, yesterday used the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
I know it was over there. I saw that hard day.
Nah, that's dope, man. I'm excited for that. Undisputed.
So, is this second division for Jessica McCaskill?
Well, she was unified at 40 before, but she never undisputed.
So she's going down.
Yeah, she's moving down. She's moving down. So, she's gonna let someone get those belts at 47.
She's moving to 40.
Yeah.
To fight undisputed, so Cameron's already undisputed?
No.
They putting vacant titles on the line?
Jonathan.
So, what do you mean? How, like, those are your friends?
No, I don't know. Let me see. I know Cameron's champion at 40, But let me pull up the So I don't know. Like, only thing I think of, because Callie Reese has the BA and the BO. I don't know, but he ain't fighting since November. So
it's saying title fight. It ain't saying undisputed.
So, but the official fight poster says undisputed super lightweight championship. So I don't know if Callie Reese is gonna vacate those, and those
they paid it a vacate. That's oh shit, your man made the line.
Ooh.
Robert Bell.
Fuck you, though.
But he's like
minus 2,000.
2,333.
Yeah, Bo, is you like betting the house on somebody like seven odds like that? Like, is you ever going to put
on a minus 330? 3,000?
Yeah.
I think the most I ever bet like 400 on it for sure.
Yo,
ain't enough to make me go on.
I remember like 2-3 years ago, somebody put like 100,000 on Lil Gabe, bro.
Lil Gabe? Oh, yeah, I seen that. He won, though.
He won. But, bro,
they only made like 10,000, I think.
But it wasn't even that, bro. It was like $5,000. And I'm like, damn, like, odds were crazy. It was crazy odds or some shit, you know, whatever. I'm like, damn, you just risk that.
Yeah, man, you know, that's that gambler's life.
Oh, I want that out. Like, damn, how...
Oh, my God.
How they getting those other
belts? I put some money on that.
What?
Bruh. Reese Aline.
This week.
Minus 434?
Against who?
Mike.
Blanya!
Saying, what about it? It's not an easy fight.
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck is he a minus 434?
Because he's
Reese Aleem out here looking like a monster, and I would sleep for every fight. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
The last opponent, and I don't even remember the last opponent's name. And Reese, my guy, so no knock on him, but he ain't stopped his like he a dog, like a dog, but. I don't think he stopped his last guy.
And Blanya,
I got a check, though.
Ain't Blanya the boy to put your boy Night-Night on the pillow?
But Night-Night was lackluster, though.
Yeah, but Night-Night had power. His whole gimmick was a pillow, and he got put on a pillow, right? Or did it go to decision?
I don't think he got knocked out, but I think he had a lot of decision. Got knocked down or something. Yeah.
That shit got
been
cut, too.
Did it?
Let me see.
Yeah, I mean, no, he won majority decision.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that shit got him cut.
Yeah, that's not the fight I thought that was.
I don't know. I'm just saying, do not sleep on Blanya. I'm putting something on Blanya. I know if Reese, I fucks with you. You know that. You've been in, he been to two studios. You might get the next trifecta, but
I'm
going to
talk
him on the schedule.
I'm going to talk. He got a fight in like 2 days.
What? He better get on the biggest show on the motherfucking planet. The win. We over there, baby.
He already in L.A., man. It's fight week.
Man, fly his ass back out. You balling. You be flying girls out.
Just.
Blanya, 25. Ain't beat Nunez. Ain't that the same recruit Nunez?
No.
You checked already?
Yeah.
That Nunez wasn't good, in my opinion. Ricardo, that tank.
That is him, man. Look at those quadras.
Where's Javante Davis on
there? It was Ricardo Nunez that tank.
Yeah. It is Ricardo, but another Nunez, I guess. That's what Danny said. I don't know,
right,
y'all.
32.
Ooh, that old man.
Oh,
man, don't
bullshit. You tripping.
Oh, shit.
You tripping, bro.
Oh, shit. We buy fight chat for that. When is that? That's
Sunday.
Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday? Motherfucker. What time?
I mean, Sunday night, bro. It's pay-per-view.
We're going to be in this all day. Is the fight Saturday?
No.
At all?
Albert Bell?
No.
Where that's
at? He fighting in Tokyo. Who fighting in the UK? Oh, yeah, Liam Smith, right?
What?
Liam Smith.
Versus who?
I forget, but yeah, our boy Mo calling that. And he bring announcer for a girls fight.
On Boxer.
Yeah, the Clarissa fight.
Big Mo in the UK?
Yeah.
Big Mo!
But Bell fight on what channel?
Yeah, what channel? Fight TV.
Mm-hmm.
He the main?
Of course.
I don't know, man. I mean, damn, a Saturday, fucking who else on that card?
I'd have to look at it.
We're going
to
be in the studio late and shit.
I know Pop on the card. Yeah, I'd have to look at the card, though.
Hmm. We got to watch this fight. This is interesting. Yo, so Charles Martin is fighting Devin Vargas.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then your boy Rayo's on the card, too.
You know, Martin is working in a UFC facility. It's fucking, I'm getting disgusted already. The fuck is going on, bro?
So snap on it. Tell them how you really feel.
I just don't get it, man. I mean, look, I can't get mad at the fighters, right? Like,
yeah,
they
can.
They getting what they need. They getting what they need. It's not their fault that the facility is allowing them in, and it's not their fault that boxing hasn't given them a facility. You know, I'm mad at boxing, bro. It's crazy, bro.
Uh-oh.
You know, next thing you know, somebody's gonna get influenced and they're gonna be rolling around on the floor, even if it's for Instagram.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? That's the company, right? Mm-hmm. So they're able to afford certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that boxing can't.
Yeah, I mean, because plenty of rich dudes got in the sport
so
throughout the years.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that boxing can't afford it.
No, I know I'm not.
But they choose to use money for certain things while boxing chooses to use it for other things. You know, hence how boxers is
But that's what I'm saying. They can realize all our fighters are going to the UFC. There's a void. That's a business opportunity. If this were my building, I would invest in making this more UFC-like, right? And then I can charge for you to hold your camp. Every other boxing gym here charges. Okay? Devin Haney was paying not too long ago. So let's not act like you cannot make money if you have the best facility. Let's not act like I knew the white dude Floyd was doing cryo with. No, I knew him, but Floyd was doing cryo with him. So let's just fucking be real. People are paying for services that this building doesn't have. Put it in here. Like, these fuckers going elsewhere. It's dangerous. Just saying, it's dangerous, you know? It can be enticed, and they'll be rolling on the floor. They'll be in a fight. Something to happen, you know, just like it could be business opportunities and networking opportunities. It's not all bad, but it's a void.
Yes, you know, some people actually like the privacy of it because it's like you don't have boxers there, so you can have your training camp in private and not.
Cool,
you
but
know,
with a building as big as the one that we're in, how many private facilities you can set up here? How many square feet do you think that gym is right there downstairs? And then how many of those? Without the high ceiling, granted, but how many of those can you put in here?
Quite a few.
And then when you're done with the first floor, bring it up here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you can make minimum, in my opinion, 10 private facilities here. If you want to just talk ring to keep them separate so no one sees their sparring, but there's plenty of neutral locations to have those other, like, saunas and that beautiful thing that McGregor used to run in the water. I think that was fantastic. Whatever it does, I don't know. But I remember Cotto training with Pedro Diaz in the water and a lot of fighters train in the water and other athletes train in the water, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been dying to go over there.
No, of course. I mean, and you're a UFC fan. I mean, you should try and do a tour.
Yeah,
they
mean,
don't have those?
Not that I know of, but for me, it's just what they have doesn't exist in the sport. You like you just got done saying. So, you know, you got to give them their kudos because they've made an investment there, you know, to be able to provide something for their athletes. So, nonetheless, yo. So yesterday, Canelo had a media workout in L.A. or San Diego, I believe. obviously the title of the show, Canelo Not Fighting Mexicans, what'd you make of him answering the question?
It's ridiculous.
To possibly facing the winner in May of Gilberto Ramirez versus Dimitri Bivol.
I mean, he basically said he wants Bivol to win so he could get the rematch. If that, and I ain't trying to get upset over that like a lot of people will. I'm just wondering, does that mean Benavidez, because he's half Ecuadorian? Like, you know, I know you guys are pretty straight up with that. Like, you're either Mexican or you're not.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it might be more what you say it is Puerto Rican.
Born in the island?
Yeah, born in La Isla, even though Mexico ain't an isla, like, you know what I'm saying? Born in Mexico, like, I think that's maybe what Canelo.
But the lack of, you know.
Because if that's the case.
Reporters out there, they're not asking that. It's like, so is Benavidez, does he fall under that because his mom is Ecuadorian?
Well, see, because think about it. Eddie Reynoso has spoke on Benavidez before. Why entertain it if you know your cash cow, if you know your boy ain't going to fight him? If he has no interest in fighting him, like,
no, I hear you.
This ain't the first time we've heard Canelo say this, you know. So I think that I hope somebody did ask that, because somebody should have asked that, and you know, we just haven't got the footage of the audio on that. But you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wasn't as shocked. I wasn't as shocked as
clarify. I know. The footage I saw of Canelo did say that he wanted Zurdo to win. He was like, no, you know, I wish him the best. I hope he wins and as well. But I wouldn't, you know, I don't just fight him. Again.
Which, whack. I want that fight. I'm on record. Like, I don't even understand why Mexicans aren't calling for that fight. And why could he fight Chavez, but he won't fight Gilberto? Why could he fight Chavez, but he won't fight Benavidez? This shit is starting to look weird. Meanwhile, just yesterday or the day before, a dude talking about he still want to fight Usyk. Yo ass, man. Go fight one of the dudes around your division.
He fought Chavez Jr.
That's what
the chat saying.
That's what I'm saying. How could he fight Chavez? What, I wasn't saying Chavez's name?
You was definitely saying Chavez.
Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, no, I was just reading comments because it was numerous people, yo.
Yeah, so I don't understand, man. It seems pretty weird, you know.
They're saying, Fred the Boss saying this because those guys were beatable. So do you think that's what it is? Do you think that he views Ramirez as a threat?
I mean, to answer that would be agreeing with whoever said that we know what Canelo feels and thinks. That's impossible. Like, we don't know if he thought Chavez was less of a fighter than Gilberto. Gilberto hasn't fought any fucking body outside of Angulo, who no one in this room knows his first name. And I'm probably saying his last name wrong, right? It's probably two last names, two Angulos. It's like something Angulo. He just fought somebody, and I think we made money. He fought Belanga, remember? And people thought he was going to knock out Belanga. Or rather, Belanga was going to knock him out.
Angulo Romero.
That dude. That's the only dude. Oh, shit. Jesse Hart, so he had a rematch with him. So, like, no, he can't act like, oh, yeah, Gilberto's a threat. Like, Gilberto has less, his opposition Gilberto's been in the ring with has been less than compared to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. lost on Fonfora. He was 125 pounds. He fucked him down. Julio Cesar Chavez lost to Sergio Martinez, who I don't know, Hall of Famer, but definitely someone I will not let my audience forget. Chavez fought Cotto. No, just Martinez. No, not Cotto. But then he fought Canelo. Who else did Chavez? He fought fucking Jacobs. Man, get the fuck out of here. Zurdo fought nobody. Zurdo fought nobody, bro. Legit, no one. Outside of the two people I mentioned.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've never heard any Mexican ever ask me about Zurdo. Like, ever. They'll ask me a million
times.
They'll asked me a million times. They'll ask me a million times about Gennady. They won't ask me about.
It's lack of marketing, man. My man's been wearing that forever. And it's sad, too, because he's the top rank. Top rank made him a champion at 60, vacant WBOs, 68, something like that. But Valdez, wasn't he like part of Valdez cards for a while? It just never picked up. His buzz never caught on. I don't know. Maybe people ain't really feeling the cowboy look.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, though, man. We'll see. You know, I know they got a press conference in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, I'm sorry. So I know he's out there for that, to announce that, you know, and let's see how this fight goes. If he could beat, like, think about it like this. If he could beat the guy that just beat Canelo, it may stir some things up between the fans. It may get Mexicans to start calling for that fight.
Of course, if he beat the guy that beat Canelo, it's a wrap for Canelo and the whole bullshit about not fighting Mexican. But Gilberto has to play the role of villain. Beat the guy that beat him, he don't want to fight because he knows what will happen. But is he going to say that these dudes are afraid to piss off Canelo because of what happened with Andre? You piss off Canelo, you might never get the fight. Keep it in mind.
Yeah. Yo, see, Janabek was elevated?
Yeah, a long time ago, 2-3 days ago.
Saw the post yesterday, so on topic. So, they gotta ask. We got a $5 chat from Mad Ben 100. It says, yesterday, Ness made a point. Brian at 135 King, especially after he destroyed DeMarco.
Burns ducked him for two divisions. So the fact that Crawford went to the UK and beat Burns, and people hit somebody, he had the ring, so that. Get the fuck out of here. We all know Burns, Duck, Jonah, two divisions. We all know Dan Brook beat the shit out of Gavin Reese when Eddie was testing the water to see was he really going to fight Broner with Ricky. And he seen what Broner did to Gavin. He like, no. Protection plan, full effect. Come on. And I sound stupid to some people right now because they like, look at this guy, man. Crawford would beat the shit out of Burns. Of course you're going to say that fucking shit now. Say that shit back then when it was the fucking world. When it was Mr. HB getting offered. How much you get offered by How much you get offered by HBO when they left the Showtime? Yeah, Google that.
Mm.
Google what HBO wanted to give him. It ain't more than that, obviously. But homie had offers, man. Left and right. Shout out to everybody that watched the short that Emmy made on a conversation with Adrian Broner and Madonna. Doing very well. And I'm glad people feel the same way as me. I just think that Broner should have took that match. He would have did so good. It was good. It would been a good fight for him. Man. It could have changed his life, really. Not taking that match, I think that was the beginning of the end.
With Madonna, man?
Mm-hmm.
What, do you think he would have had a chance in a rematch?
Absolutely. Bro, he went down once. People act like Madonna beat him up. He went down once, and he came back strong in the final rounds. He hurt Madonna. I spoke to Madonna. I was there. Madonna told me that Broner broke his jaw and that he ain't never been hit that hard. So, you know, Broner was fucked up, too. His jaw looked broke. That shit, he was like, shit was hanging out to the side, swelled up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it was a magnificent fight, yo. You know, I always hated the way the people treated Broner, but, you know, you reap what you sow. You feel me? He did a lot, said a lot. Then he humped Madonna in that fight. So, you know, they threw shit at him. But I think that was wrong, you know. He did so. He challenged himself, bro. He really did. Like, you got to look at it like Danny didn't knock out Malignaggi, did he? All right. Broner moved up from 35, you know, and fought Malignaggi. It was a tight fight. I honestly, truly thought Malignaggi won. I thought he outworked Broner. But he been challenging himself, man. It was the Madonna fight. Once they seen he lost, they tried to pump the brakes. They offered him you know, the step aside money. He took it and that fucked up. That fucked up everything because he had time off. He was trying to do a little rap shit. You see how fat he got?
Bro, he went on tour. Wasn't he on tour like Young Thug? Yeah. Them guys.
I was doing his thing. They
Bam.
Said Danny stop. They said Danny stop, Maji.
Definitely.
That must have been a TKO. Get the fuck out of here.
So, Danny.
What up, champ?
The little vape thing you smoke. I know this off topic or whatever, but I don't ever see you blow out no smoke. Are you swallowing the smoke or does it just not have smoke in it? Like, I'm tripping.
No, I mean, I think because...
Literally, you hit it, bro. You ain't blowing out no smoke or
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, no, I think
I don't
because,
even know what's going on.
I think because I'm so used to...
Like an inhaler or something.
He said an inhaler. Mm-hmm. No, I guess because I'm so used to... I'm hitting my vape anywhere I go. Like, when I say anywhere I go. So, I feel like I'm so used to trying to be, you know, low-key with it that, you know, I don't know, but, yeah.
So
smoke not coming out?
I mean, it got smoke coming out. I just be low-key with it. Like.
Nah, I was looking earlier when you hit it, and, okay.
Oh, yeah. Smoke.
But typically,
I may not. You feel me? Blow it. Up and away for everybody to see.
Up and away?
You know, I do this entire show every day, bro. And,
right.
And I might see you once or twice throughout the entire show.
I see you the whole time.
Nah,
for every show.
You ain't always looking at you.
Dan, my job is to sit here and look at you the entire time. I got
Yo.
The camera on you right now.
So then that means that the camera should never be on me when I, you know, when it ain't supposed to, right?
You ain't smoke button.
Not a smoke button. I'm saying. Like,
yo, did y'all see Tank release the Montana Love starring from 2018 on his TikTok?
Not his TikTok. Nah.
We seen clips of it for the.
Yeah,
years,
definitely saw clips of it.
Yeah. He let me see if
spent 100 with another $5 super says after brother crushed DeMarco, if he wasn't asked to fight Bud, we would have said who. He said we would have said, "Ooh, we thought he would made Donham."
We did. I did. I'm so glad that Robert never cut me off for that.
Bro, that shit was so funny. How you said, "Will he make you do push-ups or something?"
Yeah. Bro, he cut me off like some motherfucker.
Did he give you the interview?
Yeah, hell yeah. He's fucking dope. That's what I'm saying. We need to go check him out, man.
I've been telling you.
It's hard though, that we took the 12 o'clock. We're going to have to leave after that on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Yeah, I know before Vegas, obviously you never had a studio co-host.
Mm-hmm.
So how does shit work, bro? Like, you do vacation days, PTO. Like, how does shit work?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, what if I want to take a couple of days off?
Do your thing, fam. I'm every day.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I ain't know if, like how many, if we vacation days, like to health days, anything like that.
Nah, I don't got any of that shit.
Oh wow.
I don't give out. This is all grind over here, man. It's streets.
So like we got vacation. You vacation or we can vacation whenever you want.
Look at my wifey. I bet send me your deck info. My boo. Have a man win. You remember you.
Matt Ben 100, $2 super
chat. He say, no, it's fame and people.
He say,
Will
Smith. He say, Will Smith, spin the wheel for that man, bro. He just saying, four super.
Because you was my baby. It started when you were younger. You were my boo.
Yo,
y'all remember that shit?
I hope you
two, was too young for
I hope
that,
you
right?
two flags this video and it's not eligible for monetization.
If they flag this video, I got a new career. That means I sound like Usher and I could just go. And he just was on like online saying he's the king of hip hop.
What you just say about
of R&B?
What you just say about people that got residencies in Las Vegas?
That would be considered me.
The same. If he
No, I said he is the king of R&B. He'll never do a versus. Like, he don't have to versus. But since Mike, it's Usher. That's what you said. You see that?
Nah. I don't follow Usher.
Why? Because of the rumors from like 10 years ago?
Nah, I'm just saying. It's just not somebody I keep up with. You know?
Fuck my dad.
I'd be too busy working, champ. You know? So
the king of R&B locked up right now. And I don't know if he ever getting out.
Yeah,
you
man.
Tripping.
You tripping.
No, you tripping.
Cug got all the hits.
You crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
He got all the hits.
You mean Usher got all the hits.
Usher couldn't stand 10 rounds in the ring with this man.
Right.
He couldn't stand 5 rounds.
First of all, he can't even do
Tell Madeline son has the deck. Just spin this wheel. My poor guy, he's on the 7th super chat. And he just keeps saying wheel spin.
Craig.
I bet we'll spin for them. $47, and you spun the wheel for him one
Such
time.
That's a lot, bro.
We gonna get to it, man. I'm sorry. We might not finish by the end of this show, but we'll finish by the end of the week. In the meantime, who we got? KL Surge to the Super Chat said, "The fuck is a mental health day?" Ha ha, playing Danny. What you mean? But that's the thing.
Yo,
bro.
He landed on a spray ground bag.
So if you send in another 3, you'll be entered into the raffle, Matt Bent. Supermax, $5 super chat says it's strange. Canelo said he feels that way because he respects Mexico. But that's like a big thing in boxing. In boxing, that all the Mexican.
Yeah. Eric Morales fought Marco Antonio Barrera.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know what he was trying to say.
No,
but
basically
he's
saying it's strange that Canelo feels that way when Mexicans
of
love
course.
Having Mexican rivalries.
Of course.
It's like, ¿quién es más guapo? You know what I'm saying?
They always got to come at the person on top, you know what I'm saying? They are on top. They came to Floyd and said, oh, he ain't like black people, yada, yada, yada. They if all else fails, they fighting all the champions, undisputed, and
damn.
When the belts getting the biggest payday.
Damn, so
the end of
not
the day,
black
they come,
no
they come up
the
with
fuck?
Some random and say, oh, he not fighting the person the same color.
What the fuck? What the fuck is saying? What the fuck is that? Like?
But they was still saying he wouldn't fight black people,
bro. What everybody thought to be,
Berto.
Yeah, I would say what everybody thought to be his retirement fight with a black man.
I mean, in the same argument they had, same argument you making against it with Berto and Shane and them, couldn't help all y'all is. So, that's that.
He didn't sit down during the fight.
Hello, then.
Oh, so here's the story. Look at this, bro. Tank is beating the fuck out of him. These are three-piece combinations with so much power. Look at that left hand.
Got it.
No. I still want the punching noises.
For sure. I ain't going to... How about
that? You got it, man. Look at that. But Montana doing his thing, too, is just Tank is, you can tell he's look at his three-piece. Watch this. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. That was two 2D pieces back to back. Look at that. Bro, that's like, they had something against each other. That left hand was like full power.
Tank got something against everybody.
On his own Instagram, he put that. I'm going to play it one more time. I'll see y'all. Oh, let me see it again. I ain't get this in. Cry babies.
Boy, they weren't sparring. They was fighting in there.
That's what I'm saying. Shit crazy.
He said,
It's the uppercut, though. Look at this three-piece. And he ended in the uppercut. Look. Boom, boom, bop. Oh, my goodness. And then he come again. Look. That's... crazy. It's that explosiveness, man. That's going to be a problem.
Don't be a problem. He's been knocking people out for years now with it.
That's going to be a problem for somebody, man. Listen.
Look at Bronner in the
background.
This
could be its own show, but I ain't even tired of doing, like, fights that ain't going to happen shows, but you did see all the shit he was talking yesterday. He was coming for Devin.
And it's, it ain't been over. Let me see.
It ain't been deleted, has it?
I don't know if it's been deleted.
You know, he famous for that.
I don't know, but Devin hasn't posted anything since, so.
We got a few callers on the line.
Mad Bent, 100, $5 super chat says, here's five. Tank destroys all from 130 to 140. Bomb Squadron. Okay. So shout out to you, Mad Bent. We'll definitely get you entered into the spray ground bag raffle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That shit gone, gone.
Nah.
That shit gone, gone.
Nah.
I'm on his page, Papa.
It's all good because we got it.
You know I did. You got it or you need it?
I got it right here. And it's funny because I'm going to show what the message says. It's like, yo, you better
and that's when I
take
did
a
it.
Picture because and, it will delete. He'll delete it. You know he'll delete it.
And that's what I did.
Text it to me so I can show it.
Absolutely, champ. No problem. I just have to crop. I was on FaceTime when I screenshot it, so I just...
Oh, no, it's there. You tripping hard.
Where? I was...
Bloop. There it goes. So this is the first tweet, right? 16 hours ago, Devin Haney responds to a Boxing Scene article that says the title, Isaac Cruz, goal is to face Tank Davis once again, bring a world title to Mexico City. Devin Haney says, what the fuck is he talking about? Because Devin is like, what world title are you going to bring to Mexico City if you don't got a real belt? No, who... is too. I mean, you do too. You know what I'm saying? With the slick little slide mode, like, bruh, it's not about belts. Like, he knows who the fucking man is in the division. Now, outside of this,
that's so crazy. I'm literally keep refreshing Javante's Twitter. It's not put up on
his... He delete every time he say something. He always deletes tweets.
No, but Ness is on the Twitter. You're going through the thread, aren't you?
Yeah, I just went through the thread. Yeah. I got it from our tweets. But you posted it. Danny posted it. I went to it. It opens up.
But what does
Go
it say?
Go to your tweet.
Look what it says at the bottom, bro. This tweet has been deleted.
Oh, wow.
And what I'm telling you is you went to it.
Well, why can I go to the feed?
No, Devin's is still up, but I don't know how you're able to do that, because look, I'm
Devin's?
No, I'm on Gervonta's, bro. I'm on Gervonta's page. 10 hours ago, he said, I'm cool with you having your way, but you know what I'm saying? That tweet is not there.
Well, shout out to our team that just stayed on everything. This is Tank and Devin. And I was going to do this. But it's like, yo, to talk about dudes going back and forth on Twitter, a fight so difficult to make. Devin got a fight. Rumor is Tank from Michelle Rivera. When we get Michelle, bro?
Michelle Rivera said he only available at 4 p.m.
Pacific Standard? We got a show at 4 on Thursday, don't we? I would rock with him. We got to get him up in here. What's going on? But... there's your tweet, Tank and Devin going back and forth about who's the man in these streets. And you know this originated from, I don't know if I can get the first tweet, because Tank tweeted someone else that was giving him props, right? Like, and fake props. They was hating. They was saying 4 belts equals empty stadium. Fake belt equals sold out stadium. And, you know, Tank retweeted that shit. I don't know. It's probably out there. Let me see if I can find that retweet. Maybe he deleted that too. I think that's what started. Damn, bro. Why is this shit crazy? You gotta follow Tank to T or you ain't gonna see anything. And no pun intended on that T. I meant like the letter T. Yeah, he deleted it. It's so strange. Where do you see the person's retweets?
It would be under tweets.
Yeah.
I always go to tweets and replies in case
that's where I go is to tweets and replies.
Tweets and replies going to have everything. So if it's not in tweets and replies, then it's deleted.
Nah, he deleted it, bro. That shit crazy. Let me see if it's in the...
What do you look for? Which one?
It was a quote tweet of Tank tweeting someone that was basically saying, like, four belts, empty stadium, one belt or belt, sold out stadium. And Tank retweeted that with something. I'll just say this and we'll open it up. Who's
absolutely.
First? So you got everybody. And whoever's first, let them know to get ready. The last thing I'll say is we did
BYP,
talk about.
See the counterpunch.
We did talk about Wilder's press conference. And neither Wilder or Hellenius being there. So that is something that is open. If you guys want to bring up, because we talked about that on our Blue Wire show. Obviously, you didn't have an opportunity to speak on it. First of its time, we've seen press conference with TV, the ACE and the big side. And, but at least it gave Kevin Plant and Anthony Durrell an opportunity to shine.
And I'm going to be honest, I still don't know like what travel issues there was, but I think it was legitimate because Malik Scott, he made it to Brooklyn. So, you know, whatever occurred, you know, whatever happened, like I said, from my understanding, Robert Hellenius wasn't going to make the trip over across the pond for the press conference anyway. You know, I'm just excited for October the 5th. Is going to be a great night of fights. Dan Haney's undisputed fight. Deontay Wilder's return to the ring. You know, so we get two of the top
five. I found Tank's tweet.
Okay.
Shout out to our team that even if he deletes, we on it. So, and again, the only reason I'm bringing this up is to show you that Tank and Devin have something against each other. They need to fight. Devin wants to fight. Bill wants to fight. They talk about fighting Tank. Tank never talks about fighting anybody. He's heard Shakur call him out. He's heard Devin call him out. And I get it. You know, you don't hear Canelo talk about anyone. He's heard David Benavidez. He's heard Charlo. So I get it. Tank's the A-side. He answers to no one. But it's still our job to let you know that he does see what Devin has done. It does irk him. And he does get a kick out of teasing Devin. So here, this beautiful account with a marvelous name, 420 at Kush Cookies, says, no belt equals full arena, four belts equals empty arena. I know which one I'd rather be. Tank found that. Well, actually, he was at it. He didn't find it. He was added this and chose the retweet with the picture of Martin Lawrence. You want to interpret what that picture might be?
Like shit.
100%.
It looked like shit?
Like shit.
H-Y-D-D.
Yeah, like
which means what? Like, because you know, when you say shit,
I'm gonna
y'all folks talking about. I know what's up, and yeah, shit. I don't care what y'all can hate on that.
I
want the full arena.
I feel like I would have used that.
I think that's what he's doing. I think his picture represents, like, you know what I'm saying? Empty arena, four belts. I know who I'd rather be too. Myself, you know, but
that was my face when Bill was here.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait till Bill come in. See if you're gonna have that face in his
it's
face.
It's gonna be like that every time. What are you gonna do? Kill me?
Bo, take you downstairs.
Bo, I heard he was on your ass when he came in.
Word.
Damn, he called his lawyer. I like Bill though. Bill.
Yo, Bill, he trying to act like he won because you called the lawyer.
I didn't say I
yo,
won or lost. All I said was
he
called, his,
called
lawyer.
His lawyer. You trying to slide that in.
He did.
So I want to know in the chat, what do you think with the kind of post? Let's go. One of these phone lines.
Yo. Y'all hear me?
We hear you.
At the gym.
Good. I'm about to start this little leg workout. You know, I do. I like to keep it fit for TBV, just in case somebody run up on me. I represent the brand well. You know what I'm saying? But listen,
Bo was just saying that you like Ness, that you be skipping leg days.
Yeah, right, motherfucker. Yeah, really. Like, I do legs three times a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You better cut that bullshit out. Like, listen to me. I front squat 315. Front squat, not back. Name me somebody that you ever seen in the gym front squat 315. Don't play with me. Do not.
I don't know what that is.
Let's move on.
I know what that is.
Let's
move on.
Yeah, that's
3 feet. know what front
yeah, right here, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah, nah. Yeah, I've seen people do that. But that is No. I mean, yeah. I got guys that close. That's impressive. But go on with your call.
Of course. Regardless. And we ain't talking about the 500 that I backed for. We ain't talking about that. But whatever. I'm here to talk to the Canelo fans who are quiet right now. See, because if Canelo don't want to beat up no Mexicans, it's cool. But if Tank don't want to fight no brothers, it's a problem. See, I find it funny because I think that I need an apology from them fans because they always talk about QRP, always making it about race and boxing. He's always making boxing racial. Yeah, I am, because it is. And Canelo just proved it. He doesn't want to see his compatriots and his brethren beat up. He doesn't want to beat them up. He likes to see them progress and earn in their career. So how come it's the same? How come it's a problem with Tank want to do it? Keep the same energy for both people. Don't go silent right now for Canelo and then be loud for Tank. Keep the same energy. Tank, I'm blessing you right now. Don't fight no brothers. Just go on that Mexican bashing train that you've been on and stay on it. Canelo, keep that European tour on. Keep whooping their ass. Because for me, I ain't got no problem with neither one of them doing both of it. Let's hold them both to the same standard. I wish everybody fight everybody, but I ain't no hypocrite. If I'm cool with Tank, I'm cool with Canelo. So y'all want y'all to call in or chat or hate on me right now and tell me I'm making it racial. No, that was your boy Canelo who said he won't fight no
brothers. Cut it.
J. Will.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, man. Real quick, man. I'm just feeling real good today. A lot of vindication. Canelo pretty much confirmed what we've been saying this whole time. He's really been ducking Benavidez. All this, I'm not fighting Mexican bullshit. It's pretty convenient. Yeah, you know I mean, he had no problem beating the shit out of Chavez. I mean, he put pause on that boy. And it's not like since then, like, he had a legit reason that all of a sudden he changed his mind about fighting Mexicans other than there's a big boy at 168 he really don't want to deal with. And it's just, I don't know why people are finding this such a big mystery. You know what I'm saying? This little excuse just goes, it matches with his actual move, his action. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's disappointing, man, because Pacquiao at 40 fought Keith Thurman. Even Mayweather at damn near 40 fought Canelo. You know, Canelo's trying to damn near act like he's retired at 31, 32. Like, now I can just go ahead and fight all the Yoderums and Callum Smiths in the fucking world. That's bullshit, man. Like, this young premier talent out there to get a fight. Just prove that you, I mean, we want to call you the best, prove you the best. That's my call.
For sure.
All right.
Sound like he was at a Catholic church or something.
He in the hallway, yeah, word. I got some audio here. I ain't getting no time stamp yet.
Of?
Gilberto. And his thoughts.
They got the press conference right now.
On what Canelo had to say.
You going to play it or we going to go to a caller?
Yeah. I want to play it. It fucking never plays on Safari for whatever reason.
You want to go to a call in the meantime?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Heck no.
Nope. That's a no. No.
If you are tuned in watching along with this beautiful Friday morning, make sure you all subscribe, smash the like button, hit that notification bell. We are inching our way to our next goal of 1 million subscribers.
Absolutely.
Just shot the WBA title against Dimitri Bivol November 5th live. Of course, there was a report going around that Joshua Boatti at the time.
Making it happen. And Paran, say again?
Thoughts about boxing.
And everything that I know, that I will conquer, that one of the best in I mean, it's amazing. I can't wait to be here in November 5th and get, yes, I'm bigger than Dimitri Paul, and I think it will be, I will use my reach to all the time, and it will be exciting, and it will be the best Ultra Ramirez.
Okay, we look forward to it. You say it's going to be
so matter for me. So gonna come to the world champ. Really jump in the ring, move.
Jesus Christ!
And he's a for Canelo.
Here we go.
Won every round, and it was great.
Okay. In terms of Canelo Alvarez, he said that if your thoughts.
His team is.
Thoughts on Canelo's comments.
His team is top, and I don't know what he's thinking, but and I see the fight too, and maybe it will happen, maybe not. We'll see. I want to get the title fight, and I want to.
Well, that was underwhelming. Fucking waste of time there. Who's next?
We got C-Dub.
Yo. How the audio?
Good.
Yo. TBV, man. Smash that like button. It's free. Do something with yourself, man. We have another Canelo episode. Okay, so he can't trick you no more, right? I'm just asking this. You know, Danny, the Canelo lovers. You know, everybody all right? Both from Belma. I know you, I think you out of this right now. But you know, Ness, because last time I asked you guys this, y'all said it was a translation issue. Like, because I've been to Canelo capping and said he wouldn't fight no Mexicans. But last time, y'all was like, oh, he said it in Spanish. It's maybe a translation issue. What is it this time? Did he say it in
English
this time?
How is it going to be a translation issue if we both speak Spanish?
No, that's what y'all said last time. That y'all, when he said it and it was put out there, y'all said, okay, it could be translating it wrong. But did he say it in English this time? That's why y'all know he's saying he's not fighting no Mexicans this time, right? Y'all know he ducked. Like, this is craziness, man. We gotta stop letting Canelo trick y'all like that, man. Say he's going for undisputed at 160, he tricking. Said he didn't know about the beef in Mexico when he couldn't eat shrimp. Like, we got fish tacos, we got chicken tacos.
Cut it.
Who next, bro?
Let's see. We got 661, who is no name. Let's see who you are. 661-932, new caller.
New caller. Hello.
661, you on the line.
You on the line, 661.
And you're off the line.
You read KO Surge Super Chat?
I don't believe so. I think the last one I read was Supermax.
Does CYP get a regular call also?
Yep.
Danny, you got me with that one, boy, because I jumped on Bo Head. You got me. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
You're a funny dude. Cause he said he didn't say nothing about my goddamn leg. That was your ass. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucker.
No, I thought I heard Bo say that. I thought I heard him say that.
Okay. Yeah, right. That was a cool one, though. That was a good one. Y'all got me on that. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Payback.
Yeah,
payback coming.
You say you squatted how much?
No, I said I front squat 315 for workout. That ain't my max. I just jump in the gym. Let me tell you something about legs. Nobody does front squat if they skip leg day. Front squat is the hardest to do. Nobody skips leg day who does front squat. Most of the time you see people back squatting maybe once a week, maybe here and there. But a person who front squat, that motherfucker's serious about his legs. I'm going to tell you that. You know, I train people every day. I'm in the gym every day, so I know this. But anyway, and you need to get your ass in the gym too. So when I bring my ass down there, I'm going to come, I'm gonna surprise y'all, and be right on the window, right? And we're going to work out after. Me and Danny going to go work out. I'm getting you to come work out with me when I come down
right
there.
We got a gym right here. You could just take him downstairs, do the pad work, all the machines, teach him how to get it done.
Oh, yeah, we definitely doing it. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. When we get there, we working out, man. So have your shit in your car. We definitely getting it in.
Man,
sure.
Fuck with you,
Sean.
Fuck around with
you. Nah,
we're
getting
it in. Look, bro, I learned that all I got to do is do what I do, and that's it, champ.
Nah, you got to get in the gym.
No, we getting you in the
health
gym.
Health is wealth, baby. Health is wealth.
Bro, I'm healthier than you.
No, you're not. Health is wealth.
I'm healthier than you.
You almost drowned in my pool. How could you be healthy?
Bro, me overcoming PTSD and having a near drowning experience and not having recovered from that and not having relearned how to swim in my fucking foot. All
right. Well, you're not fully in shape. But
That's like me saying, because you don't know how to skydive, you ain't fully in shape.
I don't know skydive, but I'm liking these odds.
I don't want to swim. I just want to be in the water.
Listen to this.
See
bro.
Fat asses in bikinis.
Listen to this. Over 9.5 plus money.
For who?
Andy and Ortiz, bro.
Over 9. Yeah, it ain't going over.
You're crazy. I should lock this in. I can't believe people are that crazy that they think Andy's getting a knockout. Who the fuck Andy knock out? Demitrenko? He didn't even knock out Joshua.
I'm going to say this.
Best fight, he didn't knock out Joshua.
I'm
going
to say this, and I'm going to say it to where I know you'll understand, and you my man, so I'm just going to say it. You know what I'm saying? You weren't around to see the Martin versus Ortiz fight. You need to watch that fight before you make your bet. All I'm saying.
And that's good thing, bro.
I follow you, so I know what was going on with
you. I hear you,
so
but this
make
the thing,
sure you
bro.
Just watch, bro.
This thing. I thought Zhang was going to be the same Zhang from the fucking Jerry Forrest, remember?
No, we didn't. You called me and Danny on the show and said, oh, they think Zhang ain't go X amount of time. We was like, yes, he is, both of us.
Yeah.
You can't say all in us.
Yeah, the public,
right.
And that's what they see right here. They Luis Ortiz gonna be as bad as his last fight. You can get up for Charles Hunt. He not Andy. Y'all tripping. I'm locking this shit in.
Yeah, put $10 on for me.
Nah, I'm on a hundo.
Steve in the UK said, Danny just needs to look in the mirror to see fat ass in bikini. If I look in the mirror, you right, I'm going to see a fat ass in bikini because your wife going to be on her knees, champ.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why you get so mad?
Because, bro, I ain't mad. I'm just responding
Damn.
To Steve.
Damn.
Just
you
responding.
Say nothing about your wife.
I mean, it's fair game. He opened the window. He said Martin knocked down Ortiz with a jab. I ain't even watched the fight, to be honest with you. Bro, I know you watched it. Did you watch that fight?
Ortiz Martin?
Yeah.
Of course.
Did it go over 9.5?
I don't remember what round it ended. I ain't going to lie.
Come on, bro. Did Ortiz get knocked out?
Ortiz got knocked down with a jab.
Did he get knocked out?
He didn't get knocked out.
Did Martin get knocked out?
Martin got stuck in the ropes and almost got...
Did he get dropped with a jab first and foremost?
He literally got dropped with a
bro,
jab.
Bro, Mosley got dropped with a jab. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Y'all act like that's a big deal.
Am
Joshua
I not supposed
body?
To mention
nah,
it? If
bro,
I didn't mention
it
and then you went and watched, you like,
I
know. You didn't tell me
jab.
He got knocked down with a jab.
Julian Williams
telling you.
Got knocked down with a jab.
Bro, I'm not saying it don't happen. I didn't watch the fucking fight. I just want to know, did that happen or did it not happen?
That definitely happened.
Okay. Simple. I just said I ain't watched the fight. I ain't watched that card at all. Bro, it's New Year's Day. Rose Bowl. What the fuck?
Rose Bowl over yeah. Ortiz and...
So what we know now is on my bookie, they do pay you. Like, if it's 9.5, you got to make it to the 10.5. So if it's 9.5, you got to make it to round 10, 1:30.
So you got paid.
On my book.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
know that.
Okay.
Is the other one that don't pay like that.
Okay, yeah. So,
which is Bovada.
So how they do it?
I should check them because I put money in that one, too.
How they do it?
While you checking that, can we go to Swift?
Who that?
Swift and A13.
Who that?
Swift and A13.
Who Let's that? Go. Come on, baby. Yeah. Y'all know
on, baby.
The 1-2. Mic check.
Yeah.
What's up, fella, man? What's up, TBV, man? I just came over here, man, share a couple of thoughts. Man, we know Canelo done fought over 10 Mexicans his whole career. So I'm thinking more of the lines, like, maybe he just don't want to pass the torch off to these other up-and-coming Mexicans because he's being a little selfish. Y'all ever had that train of thought? Not that he ducking, maybe. Maybe he just don't want to pass off that Mexican fandom that's paying all them bills over there that he got. I don't know, man. Just different perspective of how to look at it. Cause that whole no Mexican thing, man, that shit is cap. The man done beat up half of Mexico on his way up, and then he beat up the son of a Mexican legend. So all of a sudden, there's no Mexicans when he started to get these young Mexican prospects, you know what I'm saying, gnawing at his belts. So, well, I don't know, man. Just my train of thought with it, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see what y'all say on that right there, man. It's my call right here, TBV, the TBE of Boxing Podcast. Everybody tune in. Get the like button up. Hit that shit, man. Tune in every morning, man. These the goats right here, man. This is me signing out.
All right.
C Dub counterpunch.
We want to check to see if Ness got that pulled up first.
What?
All right, C Dub.
I'm looking at Oz. I don't got that specific pulled up.
Right, yo. Maybe I can't. Hold on.
Just one sec. He was looking to see if Bovada pays you, but you know I'm trying to get your money here.
They don't pay for the Big Baby bet.
Alright. See look.
Yep.
Yeah, you good.
What's
yo,
good?
Yo, man. We just ain't go. I know that y'all mans and stuff, man. Maybe I don't know if y'all harping on it enough. Y'all just gonna glide over this. I mean, we're gonna get to the money. We're gonna get to it. Hold on. Y'all just gonna glide over this Ness and Danny. Y'all just gonna glide over this man. Like so mm-hmm. So let me ask you another question since y'all couldn't answer the translation question. And just asking if it's just plain now. Should we support Canelo?
The translation question ain't even make sense, bro, because we both speak Spanish. So why would we say that we don't understand what Canelo's saying?
But I explained it, though. The reporter put it out, and then y'all said maybe the reporter translating it wrong since Canelo.
So you saying it was a quote. It wasn't a video. It wasn't audio or nothing like that. It was
written. Do you remember the last time he said it and we had the show about it? But maybe not.
No,
we had a show about this before. And, last time you said it in English this time.
I barely remember you had called in. You brought up the fact that, you know, the previous translation or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, did he say it in English this time? Like, it's for sure that he said no missing. And should we
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I don't even remember if he said it in English or Spanish. I remember watching the video. I speak both languages. I understood what he said because I knew that he said that he wanted Bibble to win. Whether he said it in English or Spanish, I knew what he said because it was a video.
Okay, if he's saying that he don't want to fight Mexicans no more, should we support him moving forward? Should y'all going to support him moving forward? Like, if Tank said he's not fighting no more Americans moving forward, or anybody say he's not fighting no more a nationality moving forward, should we support him?
I mean, outside of Zurdo, possibly, if he wins, who's there? I said outside of Zurdo, and see, that's another thing. We don't even know, because I don't even think that he including Benavidez. So is he including Benavidez?
Is he a Mexican?
I mean, was he born
Mexican?
In Mexico?
No, he Mexican-American. He Mexican-American. Like, I don't know.
He's Mexican-Ecuadorian-American.
So Bada definitely pays. They're the one that paid me for the Jared Anderson over the 1.5, which he got the stoppage in second with 1 second left. Right?
Okay. Right. That's the one we're checking on.
Yeah.
No, that's what I meant. But I've told you from the beginning, they're the one that pays. On my bookie, if you take Luis Ortiz for 9.5, you know they don't. You got to get to like the 12th with them, I'm assuming, because I'm just saying, bro, 9.5 with them. Right, 9.5 Bovada really means the next round 30, which would mean 10th round 1 minute and 30 into the round, which is half of that round.
See, and that's the way I've only known it.
That's how it is on Bovada. That didn't work on my bookie.
The bet that showed that you had lost the following day, it said you won it.
Yes.
Okay.
They took the money, put it out.
I told you my man was over there.
Right.
And tables and shit.
Nah, I'm like, flip the table again. Like, I know that, but we was literally trying to see.
I got friends that gamble big money, like, on these apps. So it's like, yeah, bro, like, we'll get your money. Just chill
out. I want money. What the fuck is wrong with me wanting money when I won? I want my money when I won. I don't want my money when you want to give me my shit.
We
give
got super.
Shit.
Been waiting
I mean,
for a
How would it be any different than going to a casino?
What you mean? You went in a casino, they get your fucking money. You wait in the line.
That
you wait in the line.
Sports book closed, Pop. That shit closed by the time the fight over.
Yeah, if you go on at that time, you know what I'm saying? When you said casino, I'm just assuming the cash out window. You know, either go with your ticket, go with your chips, get your fucking money. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. But
you're not going to the cash out window. You're going to the sports book.
Because that's different. Yeah. I don't bet. I only bet once, I think. I remember. I forgot what fight I stood at Hooters.
Okay.
And I did the bet right there. They had a sports book downstairs.
Yeah, this ain't the cash loaning place. I know it's your money and you want it now, but you feel me? They gotta, you know.
Make sure everything's straight.
Bro, look, let me tell you, when Ronda Rousey got knocked out by Holly Holm, bro, Caesar's Palace, let me tell you that. Caesar's Palace, the same hotel that we seen on The Hangover, Caesar's Palace lost so much fucking money, the casino floor shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have enough money on the floor to pay out their losses from that fight. So you get what I'm saying?
That's sad.
I mean, it was Vegas took a loss, but you feel me? Like Vegas is still here. But yeah, but that's just how gambling works. You know?
We got Big Supermix on the line.
Supermix, what up?
Yo, good morning. What up, Nash, Danny, Bo? How y'all doing?
What up, bro?
I'm doing all right. I'm in the truck right now.
Yeah, you
stay champ. Let's get to it.
Okay. Hey, I don't know if I got my spin or not. I just want to throw that out there for my super chat. But, Danny, you got to explain to these dudes that there's a difference between Mexican-American and Mexican, man. Honestly, if you're from the motherland in Mexico, a lot of them dudes look down on Mexican-Americans. If you can't speak Spanish, or you primarily speak English, they don't consider you Mexican. We do got to specify if we include Benavidez. But outside of that, I still find it weird. I get what you're saying, Danny. There's really, outside of Rizzo and possibly Benavidez, there's not a lot of options for other Mexicans. I just think that line of thinking is weird. He said in the video because he respects Mexico. But like I said in my super chat, man, you know, Morales and Barrera, Vasquez and Marquez, like,
no, absolutely. That's, you know, all I'm saying, I'm not excusing it, but my thing is like, okay, first of all, Canelo got to beat Bivol. I mean, beat Triple G, and Soto got to beat Bivol. Then, go back up. They're not in the same division. You be back at 68. Now, if that includes Benavidez, then I'm going to have a problem because clearly, Benavidez is there. I just want the big fights. You get what I'm saying? I just want the big fights. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you look like, you know. So that's what I'm saying. And I want to see those big fights.
Agree, bro. We totally agree. That's why I feel like we needed somebody to specify, does that include Benavidez? Because, yeah, if that includes Benavidez, then yeah, we got a problem. But I just wanted you to help because you know better explain this to the people. The big difference between a Mexican from Mexico and Mexican Americans that are born here. People think it's all the same, and it's really not, man. It's a lot of dislike a lot of times between the two cultures, man.
Absolutely.
Just like Mexicans in California and Mexicans from here in Texas, we totally different, too. They think we're weird. We think they goofy. You know, it's a big difference, man. I think people don't really understand that. Like I said, if it doesn't include Benavidez, though, we got a problem.
Yeah, then we have a problem.
Cut it.
And that's why I use the Puerto Rican example, Ness, because I know you just brought that up. Oh, is he from La Isla? You know what I'm saying? Because it is different. You do get treated different. People consider you to fully be Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see. To me, obviously, he was on such a hot run that, I was saying there was nobody south of the 200 that beat him. He got, I would say at least a lot of fans in the public got humbled because we saw he's not invincible. He can lose. So let's see what happens in that Golovkin fight. You know, comments are comments, but at the end of the day, what's the big fight? Does it include Benavidez? If it does, then we have a problem because clearly, you know, as Mike Tyson said, the Mexican monster, you know, we've been calling for that fight, and that's something that we want to see.
What's eating you, Ness?
Nothing. So I found the bet on my bookie. There's no way, you know, I would have won anyway, because, like, only way is if 8.5 means you get to the eighth halfway through it. But we all know that's not what it means, which it should mean that. It shouldn't, like, I don't know why they say 8 full rounds plus a half a round is 8.5.
Okay, so over. So when your daughter was 1.5 years old.
You did this already.
Okay, so how do you
not
understand
hear it? I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
well,
I didn't
no,
hear
let,
it.
Let him do it again, because
right.
We had plenty of people chatting
sounds,
him saying, Danny, 19 months isn't 2.5.
It was
but,
sounding
yeah.
really awkward, and I want to.
Nah.
Make it make sense.
When your daughter's 1.5 years, is she 6 months or 18 months?
1.5 years?
Yeah.
18 months.
18 months.
Right. So it's like she's already completed that year. So why don't you think that you will have to have completed the round?
But she's also 1.5.
Okay. Which also means 1.5.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
That's my point.
So 1.6, you over.
She's
the over.
She's 6 months in. To her first year.
Right.
Just like in the round. I'm in the eighth round, and I got to get halfway through it. You see how that can make sense? The same way I'm 1 year old, but I'm halfway through my year. I'm about to be 2. You see what I'm saying? All right. Well, like I said, you did this already.
Right.
We agree to disagree.
Get your friends with the big bets and the, you know what I'm saying, that know what's going on up here to explain things.
Nah, I mean, black and white is already explained.
Right. I guess. I'm confused.
Look,
got,
all I'm saying is, bro, when you got
3.5
grand.
He mad, you see?
Look,
he mad.
No, I'm not,
now
bro.
He,
I'm
nah,
not.
He finna break it down.
Yeah,
here
I'm
we
gonna
go.
Break it down.
No,
I realize I'm not talking his terms. All right,
bro.
Right?
Nah, I like what you start laying
so,
with just then. Go.
So, if I got a 3.5, you understand me?
West,
you
West
halfway,
West
you
strain,
halfway
though.
To 4 grams.
I'm
West
halfway
West
to 4 grams. To 4 grams, right?
You're 0.5 away from 4 grams.
I am 0.5.
Apples and bananas
so
or what?
Half.
Gorilla glue?
That's
right.
Half.
So do
Meat
I have
monkey.
Do I have
monkey.
Do I have 2.5 grams or do I have the 3.5 grams?
What do you mean?
I'm saying because I have 3.5, right? It's just like, what was it, 8.5 rounds? Right, so 8.5 rounds. So with,
so you got 8.5 grams.
Right, so I have completed literally...
8 grams, you got half a gram.
And half. So
you're going to have half a cone.
So I'm going to have half a gram. Plus full rounds.
No,
spoke.
You're going to have 8 grams and half.
Right, so I have
half
8
of 1
rounds
gram.
And then another half round.
Yes.
Another half round.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what's going on.
It don't matter,
I'm
bro.
I think I'm not going to bet no more. I'm done. I'm out.
Oh, I don't even care. Oh, let me go see what Bovada got, my man. Because that's all I had to figure out.
Read Bito's super chat. I think he might have.
When you born, you start at 0. The fight start in round 1, not 0. Keep the good work. Actually, it's only if you're born outside.
Yo, look at
no,
Brandon.
That's only,
Brandon.
Bro, that's only if you're born outside of Korea. Because I want to say North and South Korea, when you're born, you're 1. Because their legal drinking age is 20. But you really have to be 21. That's some shit.
Yo, Brandon says halfway through the 8th is 7.5 rounds.
Yeah. Exactly, just like halfway through the 9th. Is 8.5 because I
That's
have
I
8 rounds and then I have another half round, right?
So until that 8th round hits 0-0-0, it's not a completed 8 rounds, which is stupid. Because if I'm in the 8th round and I made it to 1.3, I'm halfway through that round. So I'm in the 8th round at the halfway mark 8.5.
A young lad by the name of, in my opinion,
they just fucked
in the
it
chat
up.
Says in boxing 8.5
okay,
means 9.5 in gambling.
Exactly, they fucking making you fight one extra round to win your money. Again, it goes back to what we talked about
That's
the other day.
Yo,
Ness, this is conditioning. He's used to something being the way that it is, so he thinks it's right. It's not fucking right because it's fit something physical, right? So I have to reach 8 miles, but to win, I only got to go half a mile more. I don't got to fucking do 9.5 miles. Fucking robbing me. And they letting it
nobody
be okay.
Making you
and
do...
that's my bookie doing
my
that.
My dude, everybody is telling you, you right. They saying you right, which means if you bet 7.5, you got to get all the way to the fucking 8. So you're doing more than.
No, you're doing exactly.
Nah,
whatever. No, what we was trying to do was math some math that went mathing with my bookie. But Bovada mathing that math right. My bookie not. They saying he got to go a whole additional round.
For
while
sure.
Bovada is saying what it says is what it is.
Bovada, Jared Anderson stopped my man at the second round. End of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was still in a second. So technically, according to your shit logic, he didn't fucking make 2.5 or 1.5.
Of course he did. He...
He got to get the 2.5 to make 1.5, according to y'all.
Bro.
Just like 8.5 is 9.5, and 9.5 is 10.5.
Nesta, the over-under was 1.5,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He got the knockout at the end of the second round, meaning he had already got the one full round and the 1.5 half round that was needed. So how did he not get the over?
Again, then you just agreed with him that 8 was 7.5?
Funny thing is, ruined the 5-0 so Four said we need to get the betting expert back on, but when he was here, we 100% asked him this question, and he answered it the logical way. Like, the illogical way is whatever my bookie talking about. We got someone else. Oh, new caller. Let's see. 678-600.
Hello.
Man, this ain't a... caller, man. You know who this
oh.
is, man. It's either...
Whoa, whoa. You are... Did you pay for another counterpunch?
Yeah, it's coming up. You'll see it.
You start... I can't just do it. You know I can't do it like that. We don't do the back end over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
C-Dub got a counterpunch.
You my guy.
No, that, that is C-Dub.
Being in the check.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't say no more.
We all good, man. I don't fake it.
Come on,
it, man. That's not me.
Jesus. Yo, Bovada wants you to gamble for real. If you're an AD fan... 1-7 through 9 plus 350. 10 through 12 plus 600. Andy by decision plus 245.
Mm.
Motherfuckers want you to get rich out here. Even the same thing, even better for Ortiz. If you believe Ortiz going to win a decision.
Yo, what's going on out here, man?
Well, go to the ride, bro. I'm not talking. The camera ain't on. Let's
nah,
go to
you
the
listen.
Ride.
You look good. Listen, too.
He always got the camera on you.
Getting what, Danny his time. Well,
hey,
we're making Danny
hey,
Shaw over
hey,
here.
C-Dub, I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry. We just trying to make some money.
Nah, you good, man. Yeah, I know what you're trying to do, man. You're trying to slide this shit up. You're trying to slide this topic under the rug, man. Don't worry, man. See, next you need to look at do what
what's
this doing, man. When you got Canelo dead to rights, man, do not try to defend this. David is called the Mexican monster. Go ask
by,
him if he messes.
By an African-American
let's
man.
Let's ask him. Yo, man,
by
I got
an African-American man, won't you make it make sense? So Mike Tyson knows more about the heritage of Benavidez and Canelo than fucking Benavidez and Canelo. Oh, Mike Tyson called him the Mexican monster. That's it. His mom don't count. Fucking weird.
Listen, man. Listen, man. You ask David. You got a good relationship with him. You got a good relationship with him. Get him on the show. Ask him, daddy, are they Mexican? Ask him. Ask him, man. Don't stop making excuses for Canelo. Just stop. Just say, yo. Don't dive in this pool, man. I'm telling you. Just stay out of it, man. Don't dive in it. Canelo dead to rights. If he's not fighting Mexicans, don't even say that, bro. Don't even say that. Ask David.
Cut it.
Thank God, bow in the clock. Lord have mercy.
They said Mexican. Monster by Titan high off shroom on a podcast.
Yo, so I really think that they know more about boxing than me.
Here we go.
These motherfuckers really think somebody getting stopped.
Even though Ness talking, I got the camera on you, Danny. Keep doing this.
I don't get this shit.
Who?
They think somebody getting stopped.
Somebody getting stopped.
Thank in you. The Ruiz Ortiz.
Heavyweight. So informative.
In the Ruiz Ortiz fight.
Okay. Why do they think that? How do they think that?
Because fucking...
the people ain't seeing what you're seeing. You got to let them know the odds. What
because
what
because on my bookie, I mean on Bovada, who we are affiliated with, but Danny hasn't given us our code yet. We're actually screen sharing the wrong one. We're going to do this one. There it is. Okay, we're back. So will the fight go distance? Excuse me. Will this fight end? Will this fight end? All plus money. Distance, yes, plus money. No, minus money. Andy Ruiz by KO, minus money. That's two options right there that are telling you that this fight's not going to go.
What's the
distance?
The one that is willing to go the distance.
Yes, plus money, which means
I'm saying, like, what's the odds?
150
plus.
Yep, that's good money.
That it won't.
That it will.
Okay.
Minus 250 on 22. They think he's doing it slightly though.
Yeah, not much.
But he ain't.
That's good for you. Man. That's good for you.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's good for you. It allows you to make money because I know.
But the fact that they really think he's stopping them. It's crazy to me.
But that's good. Take advantage.
Who the
bet.
Fuck is he stop besides Dmytrenko?
Oh, that's cool. That's they fucked up. That's your time to make some money.
Hey, Josh.
No, he didn't.
It is. Anthony Joshua.
And get your head outside of it. My man was standing up on his fucking feet in the corner with his elbows on the ropes, chewing his gum shield.
And what the referee
stop
did?
Stop nothing. Wave it off, and Anthony Joshua got mad. Yes, people questioned his mental and all that shit, whether or not he quit. But he was up on his motherfucking feet. That bullshit fake ass stop. Andy Ruiz ain't got no goddamn knockout power. Y'all tripping. And I'm a celebrate all the way to the fucking bank. You watch.
And what are you going to bet?
Wilder got me about to pick Ortiz in this motherfucker. All the heavyweights picking Ortiz.
But
Jeremiah.
What's the overpaying?
On what?
Just the over-under. What's the over-under? 8.5 paying that what? For the over.
Where is that? Is that at the top?
It should be fight props. Right?
The over is... Let me screen share.
Okay.
9, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4 right here. Where is the over, bro? Let me click this. Oh, there it goes. Oh, wow. Total rounds over under. Over 10.5. Oh, wow. Look at this. These guys want you to gamble. Please.
Of course.
Find out the information so I can fuck with these guys. Look at this shit. Bro, they got over under for every round. You can bet on any round. I never seen that.
I told you that. I've already reached out to him, bro.
You don't have to reach out. We're approved. You just got to activate the account. I sent you all the information. This guy's crazy, bro.
I thought you said reach out to activate the account.
No, everything is in the login and everything. And a half is minus 130. They are so fucking under.
You said 70. Minus 130 for over?
Yeah, minus 170. Minus 130 for 8.5.
Over.
Over.
To go over.
Minus 110 to go under. On an 8.5.
I mean, what else do you want?
No, I'm going 10.5. Luis Ortiz is going to 12 rounds, man. Y'all
so, hold on, hold on,
banana.
Hold on. What's the 10.5 then?
Plus 120.
When the last time you seen Luis Ortiz fight?
Bro, when the last time you see him get knocked out?
I asked a question. You responded with a question.
But I'm going to be honest with you. The last time I saw him get knocked out was the last time I saw him fight.
All right. And it was Deontay motherfucking Wilder.
The last time you seen him fight before that?
Bo, so this is betting.
I want you to pick him.
So Sunday night, we in. I'm like, I fucking told you. You pick him. Pick this guy. That's
for you to say it.
That's what I want to do. I want to pick Luis Ortiz to go over 10.5. Let's see what my poll says, because I know I made the poll. Look at that. They wilding. Y'all stupid.
Majority says no.
Everybody wrong but him.
Look at that.
Even though the poll with 245 votes said, all I'm asking him to do is just watch the fight.
Look at that.
I ain't even picking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You're too aggressive, bro.
Nah, y'all don't get it. I'm going to go ahead and pick
Lewis be people
alone.
With you, and you, like, still go against the people that's with you.
Alone, I'm picking them right now. I made the bet. I'm fucking screen sharing this shit right now.
So you're not picking the over. You're picking Lewis to win?
I'm picking Lewis on the over. I might do more than one because Lewis by decision is sexy, too. They're going to have a rematch, man. Andy ain't what he... Come on, man. Fuck out of it. I don't believe that.
Just watch it, bro. Then you'll see what the books see. That don't mean that the book is right.
Exactly
wrong.
I was wrong. I was wrong last when I got paid.
They had Ryan Garcia going to get under like.
They gave me plus money when I said Garcia get the 6-round
anything
knockout.
Over the second round with Ryan versus Tico was plus money. And I was telling people, hey, all Tico to do is make it like. That's 2 rounds, and you win your money plus more money. But people don't listen. People don't go to the fights. People
what?
Don't watch the fights.
Oh, so these niggas, they don't let you.
You can get off.
Bo, we got any callers?
Yeah, somebody just jumped on. I'm checking out the number to see who it is.
So.
Looks like Miami or something, though.
How much are you supposed to risk of your winnings, Bo?
We got Keen. No, no more than like 25% of your whole kitty.
Nah.
of
so
your
what
winnings. What
yeah,
you mean? Your,
yeah.
How much did you win?
I won $24 last week.
Yeah, 100% of that.
Nah. Nah, that's why y'all be broke out in these streets.
100% of
$20. I got two kitties. Remember, I lost one bet. I'm back up. Let's be clear. And I got another kitty that's also
bet $5.
No, I'm betting maybe I'm gonna bet the 24 bow talking.
Oh wow.
I'm feeling confident. I'm making 20 for that 20 bow. I ain't feeling that.
Florida. He was at the fight. Let's see what King
yo,
got.
Yo, I am.
What up, King? Hey, King, were you at the Luis Ortiz Charles Martin fight?
Yeah, I was there.
So anything you see about there,
tell
we're going to hold in high
regard. Tell this man, Charles Martin, I mean, tell this man, Luis Ortiz going to the 11th round, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that fight goes 12. I got Ortiz beating Ruiz, though, just for the record. But yeah, no, listen, I jumped on kind of late, so I don't know if y'all covered it. I seen y'all talking about Canelo saying he won't fight any other Mexicans. Question, man. Did he elaborate why? Because if I remember correctly, one of his biggest fights was against a Mexican versus Chavez Jr. Didn't they do like a million pay-per-view buys on HBO or close to it? And that was a packed arena. I mean, that was one of his biggest fights was against another Mexican. So I'm kind of confused. Did he get some kind of backlash after doing that or something? It's like, you know, I'm not Mexican, so I don't know if maybe Mexican people weren't happy with him for that or something, and that's why he chose to say he's not fighting any other Mexicans or anything. And then, hey, quick question, too. Y'all talking about betting. Y'all still using sites while you in Vegas? Y'all don't go to none of them casinos to put no money down on the fights?
Why with gas?
I mean, you don't – ain't the win a hotel. They ain't got a casino. You work there. You can't walk through the casino and, you know, place a bet. You ain't tried that yet? I mean, at least
– Why walk?
You be an extra. Said, why?
I'm not King.
I feel you. I've your chair, cool. But I figured you in Vegas, you might get better odds or something. I mean, I always heard that in Vegas you get better odds and shit.
I'm in Vegas. But hear me out for a couple of facts. So, one, why wait till I get to the win at 12 or after I'm done with that show? Place a bet where the odds might change. Two, if you think odds are better in Vegas because it's Vegas, then that means that they are giving you better odds so that you could come to Vegas. So the betting sites are giving you better odds so that you could not go to Vegas and go to them. So, you know, if you want to make more money in Vegas, they're not going
to
give you the better
odds. So you
actually
get better odds on the site. Hmm. All right. Now, I was just wondering why I wasn't using the casinos, you know what I'm saying?
Danny has used the book.
Yeah, I use the book sometimes, but not just better odds, but more options online too.
Yeah, way more. Like,
really? Okay, I always heard it was the opposite, man. But that's why I asked. So,
boxing,
all right, cool.
At least
all, man. I appreciate y'all. Good show.
Yo, look at this, bro. Andy Ruiz rounds 1-6. That's half the fight. +250. If you believe in Ortiz and you think he's going to knock it out, 1-6 is +1,400 for Ortiz, +1,000, 7-12. But Ortiz ain't knocking out nothing. Who the fuck he knocked out? When the last time he knocked out?
Ortiz?
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's been 5 in a day.
Ortiz ain't knocking nobody out, man.
It's been forever and a day.
He lost twice by KO. It comes through hands of Wilder. He knocked out Martin in the 6. Alexander Dmitrenko in 1. 10 with Hammer. 10 with Kaufman. 10 with Wilder before the knockout. 7 with Wilder before the knockout. 7 with Dave Allen.
Mm.
12 with Malik Scott. 6 with Tony Harrison, Tony Thompson. You ready to bring Padman up in here? Let's do it. We're going to go to a quick intermission, bring back Padman, our first guest.
Be right back.
Padman, well, no, we knew you 4 years and all this. If you could have a seat there, I'm going to adjust your camera and your microphone as well.
What's up, champ?
So the headphones, the cord will be on your side. And
he's an animal. Different breed of
check.
I like
good. He's sucking John Pullman. He's already a tramp. He's a tramp. And he's driving. Make this out of it. I'm a veteran. I fight everybody, every month, all of them.
The boxer is like,
I'm telling him he had no money. He couldn't. He was playing like this. He's missing. Let me see you. I hadn't seen dancing yet.
He's too much. He's ugly. He's pretending. I'm the true cousin. And he's the underdog. I'm going to show him all the
love. Muhammad Ali didn't have
what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. Welcome back. We are joined here alongside the Padman, but we gotta ask, man, what do we call you outside of the Padman? Everyone does know you as Padman, but for people that are gonna want to research you, Google you, maybe reach out to you,
of course.
What do they look up?
Iran McGriff.
Iran McGriff.
Yes, sir. Iran William McGriff.
So, what got your start into boxing?
Basically, martial arts.
Okay. How long ago was that?
Ooh. Now you want me to tell my age now?
I mean, I'm just trying to give some backstory as to how long you've been in the sport.
Oh, well,
doing what you're doing.
Since 9 years old.
Wow. Okay. And when did you transition into boxing, mixed martial arts?
When I had moved back to Pittsburgh for a couple of years, I had a body shop there. Did auto body for 38 years. That was a family tradition.
Wow.
And martial arts was also a family tradition. So I've been in it for a long time. And how I made the transition was I started with kids first to see if I can, you know, pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting better. And basically, I was interning for like about 5-6 years.
Mm.
Basically, I wasn't making any money, but I stuck with my own craft.
Interning with who, though? Under who?
Just you know, jobs that I would get. I was free. So that's my intern right there.
Mm.
So as me going along learning the sport, also I had to start boxing as well. So I picked up boxing when I moved to Vegas back in 94.
Mm.
And Tyrone Boone was one of my trainers.
And so were you fighting competitively or just to learn the sport?
I was already at the age of 33.
Oh, okay.
So I said, if I want to be a coach, I'm going to have to learn the sport just as well. Even though I had a martial arts background,
mm-hmm.
it's still two different sports.
Okay,
for sure.
Even though it's combat, but it's two different sports.
So how was it when you got to Vegas? Obviously, you know, for many years, Vegas has been the fight capital. So what was it like in 94 when you arrived? What was that transition like?
I had came out here to do comedy at the Riviera Casino,
mm.
and I didn't like the contract and what I was getting. So I was having situations, family situations. So I said, maybe I need to settle down, pick up a gym and leave it in the gym. So that's what I did. I left it in the gym and I found Johnny Taco's gym when I first got here in 94.
And then from Johnny's, cause Johnny Taco's obviously was a very historic,
major,
you know, gym, who was you working with, you know,
Murky Sosa, James Thunder, Rocky okay. Gannon, Julian Jackson, sparred with him a few times. He was already pretty much done with the game, mm. but it was a blessing to get in there with him. And
were you with Murky when he fought Roy?
No.
Okay.
Basically, when I came in Johnny Taco's gym, it was like no amateurs.
Mm.
It was pros.
Okay.
And Terrence, you know, turned me on a lot of. But I also trained Sharif. Well, Harry, I trained him about four fights.
Okay.
But I had some lead in there where I could get some real help. And when I started picking it up, I had to realize one thing. They hit back.
So for real.
They hit back. So, you know, I had to focus on understanding the game. If I wasn't going to understand the game back then, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I vision myself doing what they're doing, but I vision it the right way.
Mm.
So if you pick up the trade, it's coaches coach and fighters fight. That's basically what it is. So the opportunity was granted to me with some situations like Kenny Lunkins had just got out of jail. Remember Kenny Lunkins?
No.
Like 5-time world champion. He was
wow.
like. He was with Angelo Dundee back in the day.
Mm.
So he had just got out of jail, and he did 6 years. And I guess he was doing a documentary, and that was probably one of my first big jobs to do him, to train with him. And then I got a couple UFC fighters like Marcus Brimage, Hector, what's his name? Hector from Florida. Can't remember
okay.
his last name. A couple of other fighters I train now for UFC, Christopher Curtis, Jordan Levitt, but boxing is always going to be my
favorite.
Where's
Curtis from?
He's from Extreme Couture.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He trains at Extreme Couture, but boxing is my first love,
mm.
you know, always. I'm going to always love the sport, and I like what I'm doing for a living.
So being here 28 years in the boxing game in Las Vegas, how have you seen it change? Obviously, you know, you were in Vegas, you know, from start to finish of Floyd's career. So how have you seen everything change and develop?
Totally a progress, definitely for Las Vegas because it's fight capital. I've seen the rise of so many champions just living here, which is amazing, you know, to get an opportunity to watch people shine and you get to see it live. It's probably one of the greatest entertainments in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sports and entertainment, they go together in this business.
Absolutely.
So just like me, I had to make a name for myself. They call me Padman for nothing. I have to live up to all expectations. And pressure is always on. I can handle it.
Why are you putting pressure on you?
Because you have to be creative. If you're not creative, then the fight is not. And complies that you're trying to be creative. It's a nice mix. You get rhythm. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm a driller. I drill fighters with hard combinations.
So your drills are more for stamina than actual focusing on target mitt?
Target, trigger, twitch. your basic roll of shoulder is cool for amateurs, but you should be jerking that shoulder forward. Or your weight should be coming forward.
Mm. So I'm going to screen share here some pad work that you were doing with Maurice Lee. And I just want you to talk to us a little bit about Maurice, because on these pads, he looks amazing. You know, he obviously was on my radar a few years ago when he was very vocal that he was going to get Earl specified. He continued to be in the gym and continued to look like he's in phenomenal shape. I know you were telling us a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, we were in Bones, said he had a fight. We weren't going to be able to make it, but he did have a fight. Did that happen?
Yeah, he had a unanimous decision.
Okay. And this is your fight, or are you just the pad man?
Sorry. So, Coach. Okay.
So what is he playing with Maurice? Who's he signed to? And when are we going to see him on television?
I would specifically say just give him some more time.
Mm.
You know, he come off of a lot of hard things in his life. So when a situation is like this, you just can't push him. You got to let him. They can have the doing it for the money. It's tough. Then you're just doing it for the money.
But he's been out.
He loves the sport, though.
The ring, like out of the, because he was with Mayweather at one point. So
yes, I'm sure
he's not making the money that he used to. How can he remain out of the ring so long?
Well, you know, psychological issues, you know, family issues. We all go through it. He's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I go just like everybody else goes through it. It's a normal, natural thing in life. Basically, you know, it happens. And, you know, he got himself on the right track right now, man. He's looking good. He's strong. He's very smart.
How good is he? How much time? Because the welterweight division is blowing up right now. And, you know, he's kind of letting his best years pass him. He's been a welterweight for some time now. And a lot of big size fights on that PBC side.
Yeah.
You know, he just signed Rashid Ellis. He's over there. I mean, just so many. Boots needs to fight.
Yeah.
There's so many, and he's a southpaw, you know?
Yeah,
he's a southpaw. He could end up in the Crawford fight. He's available because, you know, maybe he wants tune-up. He's been out, what, 11 months?
Now, here's the thing, the way he really needed to learn it.
Mm.
You know
what I mean by that?
Because take no credit from the coach he had, but, you know, when fighters take time off, they forget. They forget their mechanics. I come in, I'm teaching him all new mechanics, and he's excited about it because the biggest thing I wanted him to do was get his hands away from his face and stop making his face tart. Your punches should be in front of you. You should have hands before defense. First defense is hands. So I get his hands where they're supposed to be, and that was the best thing for him. And now he's starting to understand
it. I've seen that on your post, like hands away from the face.
Right. Fighters get hit, and they got their gloves playing peekaboo all the time. You can't do it all the time. It's not a full-time thing. Defense is not even, to be honest, defense is not even full-time. Offense should be full-time. Defense should be when it's necessary. So we're fixing it right now. And he has to learn how to have momentum going in. His tour guide is messed up. His targets are getting better. But once his feet, His targets get right, his tour guys will be right. He'll be good, man. I promise you. The man got something left in his tank for sure.
How old is he?
30.
Yeah, 30 years old. And he works out all the time. He's driven. He's totally driven right now. So I'm looking for him to do good things, man. I promise you. He'll be good. Got his head right. That's the key.
The good thing is he got back in that ring, you know, off activity almost 3 years.
Yeah,
like that
unanimous decision. No matter who it was confidence.
Yeah,
you know,
and I mean, it was a guy with a lot of experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
how soon are you trying to get him back in the ring? And another kind of,
he'll probably fight in another month or so. We just got to keep him fighting so his momentum can change, because when it comes to fighters, some of them don't understand that you practice combinations in the past for a reason, for target practice. So remember them. Most of the time I do pads, I do quick because everything's behind. Some of these fighters teach them that and they won't go out and do it. You got to try it when you spar. You have to actually try it to make a difference when you spar. If you're not doing it when you're sparring, you're not thinking about it, or you're not going to use it in the fight.
And by doing it, you mean what? Like the slipping, the pulling back,
yeah,
the catching.
Just do it. Be an actor. Your favorite person. Say, I'm a bitch person. Act. You got to have that mentality. If you don't, your game plan's out the window. Once you jump in those squares, there's no babysitting.
For sure. So who else are you working with?
Devin Haney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's where we've seen you, where I've seen you. I know, obviously, Danny has met you before living in Vegas 7 years. And outside of Haney, is just Haney Maurice Lee? You go from the top to Maurice Lee, who's been inactive for a long time.
Well, you know, I'm almost 60.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm tired.
No way. You look good, bro.
I've seen you
in the gym, too,
yeah,
man. You look
spar.
Good.
I'm still sparring.
Yeah,
too,
I've seen a shirtless picture of you and Maurice. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
The abs going.
That's great.
I was, man, I want to talk about Australia and just, you know, undisputed run and everything that took place, you know, from your shoes, obviously very different. How was that experience?
It's amazing. That's like my 20th country that I've been to for training. So I pretty much got adapted to the plane rides. Once you get past and you get adapted to the plane rides, you don't care where we go.
It's all the same.
I'm ready to train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to train. You know, sometimes I'll be like, come on, man, let's train. I'll bag the train because, you know, my job became my hobby became my job. So I don't mind getting up in the morning.
That's how it was for like.
So I'm shocked being out there. You never,
well,
to Floyd.
Well, you know,
I'd love to see you from Floyd.
I would love to, but there's a lot of red tape between it. That red tape, I can't get to it. You know, there's always some, you know, hold back, some crabs in the bucket. They're always going to stop because if you're shunning, they don't want you to shine. There's two types of things. They hate you for what you're doing. They hate it that they can do it. There's two types of hate. You just got to deal with it. You know what I mean? That's the whole key. Just deal with it.
So, obviously, being out there in Australia, not just the training, you know, got the fight, came back undisputed. Being in camp with Devin, did the fight go, I guess, kind of as expected or, you know, as anticipated? Did you see what you expected to see out of Devin in the fight?
Oh, yeah. Totally went according to game plan because we worked on the jab and the twitch all camp, and we knew that he had a longer reach than Kambosos. And Kambosos has to get his foot past you just to touch you. So Devin's not going to stand there. He's a fade-back guy. Touch you, fade back, touch, fade back, touch, touch. He's not going to stand there in the pocket. He'll outbox you. And that's what his purpose is. So people need to understand it. Sometimes boxers get knockouts, but they're good.
Being Devin's pad man and feeling that left hook on those pads, were you frustrated maybe they didn't use more tools in that fight and it was just the jab? Did you feel like maybe there was ever a point that he could have took another tool out the tool basket?
Yeah, I think he found a tool that was working. I think he told, probably because his father probably told him, yeah, stick with that. That's working for you. So, you know, coming behind the right hand should do the job. So this time, fight Kambosos, the right hand should do the job. You know.
I like that left hook. I'm not saying that's the tool because I'm no trainer. I'm not saying that's the tool needed for that specific.
His left hook, that's his favorite.
But I feel like that left hook, you know, it just ain't hit nobody right because I feel like in that gym it sounds so loud it don't make any sense why it's not putting people down or out.
We kept looking at each other like, that's the one.
It's just, I'm like, wow.
We're just going to keep working on it. That's all we can do. Just keep working on it.
So
it's not bad, but we want it to be better. So we just keep working, and that's what I like about.
You know, for Devin to be not a young fighter in the game, just in life, only 23 years old, could you talk about his work ethic and dedication in the gym?
Well, dedication for Devin, the whole time in Australia, he worked out every day and he ran pretty much every day.
Mm.
And he didn't use a sauna suit.
Mm.
He got it off without the sauna suit. So he naturally got it off by eating right. And he had a great team of chefs, you know, and people that take care of him really well. He did really well getting in shape. He came in, what, didn't he come in a pound under?
He came in, I want to say half a pound. Yeah, half a
like
pound.
Like a half a pound
yeah,
under.
Half a pound under, something like that. So
yeah.
Definitely very disciplined. So are you part, will you be in camp for the rematch?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I know right now they're in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, for snack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt that, I don't want to say Cam got started early, but it seemed like he really didn't take much time off from the, you know, last fight. I know,
yeah.
You know, he took a trip or whatever, but it was like, man, he was right back at it.
But, man, I mean, look, get it while you can get it. Yeah. Not only that, man, Sean Porter showed me and hopefully other fighters that, you know, it's better to stay
active
and
close to weight.
Close year round, bro.
Yeah.
Year round. Porter, I mean, obviously the last fight was probably the most questionable fight when you think of Porter's conditioning. Like, you knew when you got a Sean Porter fight, he's giving you hell. He's never been not conditioned, not trained, not ready to go. And that's what I like about Devin. That's what I like about Devin. He doesn't balloon. You know,
yeah.
I've been doing this with Tim Bradley. I've seen Tim Bradley 180, 200 pounds as a 140.
Wow.
Like, this doesn't happen. You know, look at Bud. He, excuse me, Earl. He was saying he had to take off 35 pounds.
That's a lot.
Of course.
Especially when you've been doing it for years.
Yeah, they're still working out at that rate, too. I mean, some people think that they're just off. They're still going in the gym and working out. They just ain't working on the weight change.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we all know when it gets close to fight time is going to be.
What would you say it is about Devin that separates him?
His work ethics, man, are just different. He just grinds and grinds and grinds. He's like nonstop, man.
Yep.
He really is.
This is the work ethic.
He don't stop. He's on a mission right now. That's the truth. Like, he's nonstop, man. The dude has got a lot of talent, man. Shine now. It's your time. You know, move on to next.
So being out of bones every now and then, have gotten a word in. I want to kind of get your thoughts. What you thought?
Maybe you can make the connect.
Okay. Yeah, for sure, man.
That would be epic.
So I'm assuming you're cool with Rodney, right?
Oh, I'm very cool. Yeah. Rodney's a good guy.
Yeah. And that's
there's a couple fighters out there I want to do some pads too, you know, like.
So what, you're just like, is it like an unspoken rule not to talk to someone else's fighter? Because I'll be real, like, I ask everybody, every trainer, oh, can you work with me? Can you, like, I'm not afraid. I'm a talker. But I see other fighters, they'll go to a gym, be working out for 2 months. They ain't getting no spawn because they afraid to talk.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to ask.
Or the coach don't want you to help.
Exactly.
Much animosity. You know.
So is the coaches, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The coaches, I feel, because it's territorial. You know, that's your,
oh,
that's your bread and butter.
Bro, I can tell you I've been through. I mean, Hector Lombard. I trained Hector Lombard in Florida.
Hmm.
For Hector Lombard,
mm-hmm.
at UFC. I trained him. There was another kid from Germany. He just got signed with one championship. His name is Robocop. They call him Robert Saldick.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look this guy up. He is brutal. I mean, he got hands.
And you say he got signed to
one championship.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to make him the face of one championship.
Mm-hmm.
He's he was fighting for KSW for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Good kid. And I would love to do pads with Boot, man. Oh
my God.
That would be amazing.
Oh, we'll catch up, man.
What about Tank?
Oh, man.
They long. Because, see, the fighters, they know where to put their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands is away from them. You look at all of them.
You should, I mean, I don't, you know, obviously you've already established yourself, but Patrick Harris.
Oh.
You've ever watched them do pads?
Definitely.
He's nice.
Shout out Coach
Bud. He fucking has, like, do you have, like, calluses? My man has, like, calluses from all the pads he fucking does.
No, none.
Nah, you're lucky. You're straight. Bro, you ever seen Patrick's
hands? Oh, man, terrible.
That don't make sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I've done some pad work with some of the guys, and they like, you ain't going to put no pads on? I'm like, no, man, just crack my hand hard as you want.
Mm.
It's the palm of it, how soft it's going to be. The wrist is loose, but the arm is tight.
Mm.
A lot of people do this. It's not. It's up the middle. The fighter should be skinny anyway. Both hands in front of him, he should be skinny. Instant defense, elbow to the sides.
And when you mean skinny, you mean to the side?
Yeah.
Mm.
Instead of chicken winging.
Okay.
Which is... and throwing punches from out there. You see it coming all day. So when you see a fighter like that, he's square. He thinks he's not because his foot's back. It's not true.
Well, I think those are all our questions. I do want to thank you for coming in short notice. I wanted to obviously introduce you to our audience, man.
Appreciate
we see
it, man.
You working with Devin and we see what you do. And, you know, I want to put more awareness on it. Everybody know where they can follow
yeah,
you so
definitely.
They can see some of that great power that you do. Especially now that you're, see, I can't believe it. I swear, I didn't know that you were that
almost,
doing that.
Said, almost 60. Now, you ain't quite there.
Close,
you ain't quite there.
I don't feel my age. I don't even feel it.
I just saw this video yesterday where the Gary Vaynerchuk, he's a big influencer, and he's an older guy, but making big money, you know, smart business moves.
Yeah, for sure.
And he had another older, successful businessman in there, and they were like, you know, now that we're older, this is probably the youngest we've ever felt.
For sure.
You know, very youthful.
Oh,
and
it's amazing right now.
I'm sure just the experiences and life throughout time bring that out of you, right? Because he tells me all the time, like, damn, like, I'll be worried about something. He's like, you good. Don't worry about it. Like, man. And I think, you know, I'm sure some of your experiences and just your time in life have gotten you there. So.
Oh, I've been through a lot. I got 2 new hips, 2 titanium hips.
Whoa.
Shoulder, neck surgery, screws on my toes.
Mm.
So I've been.
But was that all from pain or you
all
were doing
from martial arts?
Oh, martial arts.
I was a break dancer in high school. I did a couple commercials.
Mm.
And then I did comedy for 11 years. That's what brought me to Vegas.
So did you ever do Laugh Factory?
No.
What?
I was.
Is it that hard? Because I don't know the comment, but I'm thinking
no,
that's such an infamous club.
Well, I was a host at one of the casinos here.
Okay.
So they discovered me when I was living in Pittsburgh, PA.
Nice.
So I took the chance and came out. So the contract wasn't. What's to be expected?
Yeah, what it was supposed to be.
Yo, so being from Pittsburgh, have you went and got with the Pittsburgh Kid, Paul Spadafora?
Yeah, I just trained his son a couple days ago at Top Rank.
We interviewed Gino, right? It's
Gino.
Great kid. Me and Paul. Paul's amazing. Paul's a great guy. He's been through a lot too, but he's just a thoroughbred guy. He's down to heart.
Have you done pads with him?
No, I haven't done pads with him.
I heard he still got it, bro. Someone was telling me that he was in there the other day.
I'm going to pull it to the side.
And they was, still impressed with his lateral movement and waist movement.
Paul, he told us that, you know, many years ago, he said around Devin was about 14, 15 that
was
they gonna sparred.
Was going to be a champion.
And they sparred. And he's like, man, that young boy, he fucked me up, man. He fucked me up. I knew he was going to be special, man. He was like 14, 15. He fucked me.
Yo, Devin is something special, man. He really is. You don't get it like that too often, you know. The reason why Teofimo couldn't keep it is because personality, emotional. You have to stay composed no matter what you do. Even if you're working your way to a champion, you better have a mindset where it's on another level where people respect you. And then you get hurt. Other than that, you better take a back seat.
Mm.
You have to.
Mm.
So let's see what he does now. He's happy in another division. He just won belts. That's what you just won.
Who?
Yeah,
what division he taking
Didn't he take those 2 belts in the 140?
Nah.
He didn't take those belts?
Nah, them joints, one of them was vacant. One of them was just fought for.
Really?
Yeah. One of them was just fought for a week and a half ago on Showtime. Albert Pueyo, he's a WBA. Champion now at 140.
What do you think he's doing at division?
Who?
Honestly, TFO.
Man, it's tough because
I mean the way
Pueyo really
looked,
tired,
he might be Pueyo.
No,
he looked good in that Campos fight.
He did.
See,
he did look good.
And obviously, he was meant to be. That dude's not on his level.
And
but.
I don't think he looked good. Like when I think of good, I think of the TO of old.
Boom, boom, boom.
And it was like, yo, I didn't think he looked sensational. I didn't think he looked terrible. I didn't think he looked sensational. And I was just having a conversation with somebody about it.
Do you think bringing the weight up on him makes him a little bit less of an opponent?
I mean, I think he'll have to prove himself. Like I said, I wasn't that impressed, but some people say, like, the opponent brings the best out of you. Sometimes the fighter will stoop down to the opponent's level. This is his first. That was his first fight since. So that was a first fight in 10 months. You coming off the surgery, the layoff. Cool. I didn't expect, you know, 100%. But I'm like, yo, they, you know, they ain't match you against the guys you was being matched up against.
Yeah.
So despite the layoff and everything, you know, they put a guy in front of the in front of you. That in my eyes, you were supposed to do what you've been doing.
For sure.
So
to you, he didn't look the same percentage.
Nah.
He still looked good, though. I don't care what he was doing. I literally was watching it again yesterday.
I thought his power was okay.
He was playing with that dude.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. I thought his power was pretty good.
Yeah. He was looking good,
hey,
man.
He had a chance to showboat, so he did.
Exactly.
Do it.
And not a lot of people do that, right? Like, they'll get a tune-up and just go through the motions. Like, he put on a show.
The sports of entertainment.
Put on a show.
Yep.
Yeah, but I guess as far as how he'll fare at 140, it's a lot of talented guys at 140. And on top of that, it's a lot of guys coming up to 40.
Just to get him.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they know, like,
it's a hunt now.
They know it's going to be a big payday. It's like, he ain't, to me, I gave him a B-minus.
Yeah.
Performance.
I gave him a B.
Okay.
I said A minus.
You
right?
said A minus. I said B minus. But damn, they already had the fucking biggest date of the year lined up for him this, right after the Heisman presentation. I'm like, damn, like, y'all ain't even want to see how he looked. Y'all just said, fuck it. We're going to take our chance. Like, you know, we're going to
I think that the date is on reserve and he wouldn't have had clearance to announce his next date had he not won.
For sure.
You know,
The
performance is definitely has
pretty
to do
good
with it. Like, I don't think Bob would have been like, yeah, you getting that date if you went 12 with Gampa or 10 with Gampa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, he did look pretty good, though. I gave him a B.
Yeah.
That's what.
I mean, I like an A-. I thought, you know, obviously I get it. Some people are like, oh, you can't rank him an A. He didn't even fight that level of opposition. But that's the thing. He looked good. He put on a show. He did what he had to do. And entertain people.
Yeah. No, I mean, the entertainment aspect is one thing, Coach. But, like, you know, we say it with Ryan. Like, okay, cool. Ryan was entertaining in his last fight. He got a great knockout.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, cool. This
the
is
competition
second,
level is going
to
be different.
But, all right, cool. This is the second fight back. I'm looking at you supposed to be one of them guys. Like, how you going to match up against them guys? So I just watched two fights where you didn't do anything to cut off the ring. So I'm looking at it. That's how I'm looking at it with Teal. Like, all right, cool, you did that with Gampa. I wasn't overly impressed, but what you going to do with them guys? Like, what you going to do with the Regis's, the Josh Taylor?
The top notch.
You know what I'm saying?
What you going to do with them?
Them guys. And then you got them guys at 35 that's going to move up.
They're going to rest on him, man.
What you mean?
They're going to rest on him, man. They're going to push Teal. Somebody's going to push Teofimo to the ropes. They're just going to rest on him, man, because in that division, he's heavier. That's hard work for him, man.
He came in 2 pounds lighter, though. It probably was just hard to make 135.
He was only 138.
He was only 138 for this fight.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. He's like, yo, it's 5 pounds difference, but they bigger at 48.
He's been 5 years. I got like for years. And he always had a great touch, but he hates getting hit. He hates getting hit. That was his biggest fear, getting hit. Get hit, he gets mad. Remember when Kambosos knocked him down, he got up, he was so mad. Couldn't do anything. Anger has no energy.
That's different. Yeah, no, I mean, I felt that. I was there at that Kambosos fight. I felt that he just came in with the wrong
attitude,
game plan.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I won this already.
You know, I have not gone back to watch the fight in its entirety, but I remember people telling me, being there, obviously I couldn't hear the corner, but I remember people telling me, like, on TV, like, yo, they not even giving him instruction. They just telling him to whoop this guy's ass, but it's like, where's the instruction? So, you know, I think that...
Coach is coach, fight is fight.
Man, I hear you.
You got to know the game, man.
You got to have a game plan every time that kid or that woman or that man comes back to that corner. You got to tell them to be better than what they were.
So what gym are you out of here in Vegas? Where if someone listening
top rank.
To this? Okay.
Yeah,
but they can't get the top rank. So you don't do
yeah, I'll come
civilians.
To them. I do civilians. I mean, but, you know, I had a few – I had like almost 14 good clients that was paying decent money. I was living off of it, and then I had built a custom gym in my home.
Mm.
But I got rid of that house. So I got a newer house now, so I'm building a new gym now along with the pool and turf and – You know, things just take time, though.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it was more comfortable for me to train my clients in my home. Mm-hmm. I had a 20x20 ring. It was beautiful.
Not just that, but I could, you know, the pandemic made people change.
When the pandemic hit, I made so much bread. I built a custom gym in my home.
Mm.
So once I did that, man, I was temperature checking everybody coming in.
Right.
It was coming in and out. It was amazing. It was probably one of the most amazing things I ever done in my life. Build a gym. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Mm.
Build a ring, everything. So
I'm going to need you to, you know, speak up a little bit more so that you can get these opportunities because, you know, Tank is in the town every now and then. I think it would be nice for us as fans.
Yeah, for sure.
Of him and of yourself to see you guys.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm known for.
A little Instagram video. That's what we want.
That's what I'm known for.
But,
so, but I'm a full-time
coach. I would like to Shane with you and
Boots.
Man, who else? Boots.
Oh.
Boots is fast.
Man. It was,
you know
totally
who else?
Epic, man.
You know who else I would love to see him do pass with? Bam Rodriguez.
Hmm. Bam
fast.
Bam's quick.
What you think about him,
oh,
Coach?
Oh, man, please make it happen, guys. I'm here. I'm letting you guys know now.
That's
good. Phone call away.
Are you open? Have you met GT?
No.
No?
No, I haven't met him.
Are you open to meeting him?
For sure. Definitely.
Do you think you can learn from someone that's younger than you?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. Well, you know, he has a certain style and so do I.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to show me his style, show you my style.
Not just that,
I'm okay with it.
Not just that, but when you're working with fighters, they teach you things. So if he's worked with fighters that you've never worked with,
yeah.
I feel like naturally, you know, he'd be able to bring some tools for you and
for
you'd
sure.
be able to bring
most
some tools.
Most definitely, man. That's like,
you know,
man. Dude, it would be epic. Like, my friend has a show. You know, he's putting a show called To The Music. I was just on the show. Padman for a competition with music. It happened, man.
Okay.
You know, but I'm willing to take advice from anybody. I don't care. I mean, I'm not a hater for one. You know, take advice from anybody. You know, if a fighter wants you to train his way, then you got to train his way and perfect. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
They're the boss. They're the boss. That's what they want. That's what they want. That's how the game goes.
So you're of the belief that the trainers, the managers, the promoters, that they work for the fighters?
For sure.
Okay.
They're our boss. That's the truth.
I mean, gym time don't start till the champ show up.
That's true.
And when the champ show up, it still don't start till the champ laced up and ready to
right,
go.
Right.
That's right. It's our job to get him ready. It's our job to train him. It's our job to prepare him for this fight. It's our job to let him move on successfully. If we ain't doing our job, he ain't going to be in that position. You know, that's how it works. You got to fight for your job in this business.
For sure.
People just don't ask you. You know, you got to ask people.
Mm.
When they start asking you, then you done something.
Yep.
And I was asked.
Nice.
So I must be doing something.
You're doing something right.
Doing something right.
Coach.
And an old head.
Well, we really appreciate having you. Definitely wanted to give out that Insta
Pad, man. One word. Coach. Padman. Word. Coach Padman. Instagram. William McGraw, Boxer Trainer. Facebook. Holla at your boy.
Yes, go.
All right. We're going to take a quick intermission and take a picture with Padman. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in with us. And I want to remind you guys that you could possibly be listening to the show on your set of Kenichi Bear headphones. We do raffles twice a month with Kenichi Bear headphones that we give out a pair of these Hibernation 5s. Don't forget, not only are these headphones that you can use right here in the gym if you ever come check us out.
They can use them for the game. Yeah. You know, Madden just came out. It's cutting season, fellas. I know y'all going to be in the house more. 2K coming out in a couple weeks. So, man, get your game headphones, KenichiBear.com. Use our discount code TBV.
That's right.
To save you a couple dollars. Or you can also enter into a chance to win a free pair raffle here. YouTube.com/raffles, baby.
We do daily raffles over here. And we got actually some shirts we need to start giving out. I think we got to put that on the wheel and do that daily.
Okay.
Not weekends, because then it'll be one per day. One per show day, not on weekends.
Not on weekends.
Yeah, 20.
Okay.
20 shirts, 20 days, 20. People win a brand new shirt every day, not just twice a week.
Absolutely.
Show them a shirt. How dope are they? I might have to take one, and it'd be 19 because I ain't got that one. This is the shirt. We get giving it out. Do we start today or we start tomorrow? We'll start tomorrow. It's never over to the fat lady. Thanks, Fred Robinson with the Super Chat says, Benavidez says, it's no problem because he's Ecuadorian too. If Canelo really loves his people, he will fight them and let them get the bag.
Yo, 1-6 Ocho.
Who's that?
Says Danny could explain it any simpler. Nets can't add, he shouldn't get.
All right. 1-6 Ocho. I bet you didn't pay for that. You just to see
just happened to pop
up. Yeah, exactly. Desperate to see someone say you pay. He paid for that. I'm going to pick all the mean chats and read them too then, Denny.
You can go to FTWRbrand.com, use discount code TBV.
Get 15% off.
Once you're there, you'll go under Boxing Collections, Boxing Gyms, and then we're under Boxing Gyms.
Or you could just use our link that I'm about to put in the motherfucking description.
Bo, we got any more callers?
We got more Super Chats. And we got a spinning wheel for Fred Robinson. Robinson.
I'm pulling up the Super Chats.
Robinson. Next one is from New York. 8.5 equals complete 8 rounds and half of the following round. Yeah, we kind of got that.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the love.
Just sucks when you lose. Like Sergey Lipinets getting Omar making it out of the 8th round, which technically, if he would have got up, would have been the 9th. But according to the rules, he still would have had to last 1:30. So they robbed me. That was a 14 parlay that all we needed that fucking guy Omar to do was keep moving.
Yo, Ness, there is a change in the poll. Luis Ortiz, I don't know why y'all went last name, first name, but Luis Ortiz, Andy Ruiz, will it go over 9.5? 431 votes, 53% of the people are saying yes, it will go over. 47% are saying no. So there's been a change, Ness.
Let me go ahead and screen share.
Steve in the UK, members for 19 months at the prospect level, says, tell Kenichi Bear to up the amount of colors.
Why?
He said he wants some pink ones.
When Beats started, it was just one color. Like, no one, unless it's something cheap, not cheap, but cheap to make, cheap to manufacture, then you get multiple colors. Even these shirts. Yeah, we can buy it to you.
Honest, I know you felt, well, maybe it was the way the shit was set up. I think it should be that way. I don't like having, and I know you, I think you feel otherwise. I don't like having the option to buy the shirt in like 1 million different colors.
I do.
Yeah,
I like having different colors.
Because it's like,
pink.
To me, it's like the design should be made for the shirt, not for any fucking shirt, you know?
No.
Okay.
But What do you think about these bets? I'm picking $2 on Luis Ortiz to win $14, $8 that he goes over the 10.5 to make $10. I'm going to place that bet.
Do your thing.
I'm going to place that bet.
I couldn't make no money with you, so I don't really have much say. But, no, nah, I mean.
I'm going to place that bet. I placed it. Let me just show y'all. Open bets.
I don't think there's any safe bet in that fight.
Nah, I tripping.
What do you think is the safest bet in that fight?
The over-under. Ortiz ain't getting knocked out.
Well, yeah,
stop.
I'm talking about like winner.
Oh, winner? It's tough, but I do feel like Ruiz win, but Ortiz should win.
Okay.
Even though he's a massive underdog, and I'm assuming that's coming off of the last fight that I didn't watch, which obviously has the world swayed. But stop, Martin. Like, he's being discredited and made an underdog for getting a six-round knockout.
Yeah, I can't. I'm going to be honest. I can't pick a clear winner for this fight.
He's underwhelmed. He's underwhelmed so many times.
He has, which is why I just don't know. And Andy's been...
I'm talking about Andy. Lewis has been on a higher level. He's fought higher-level names.
Oh, for sure. But it's just... One day you get a King Kong, the other day you just get like a fucking dying bear.
That's why it's going to decision. You get the King Kong that'll fight Travis Kaufman, just like you'll get the King Kong that'll fight Luis Ortiz.
And that's why I said I don't mind the over bet. I'm saying I just don't know that I would pick a winner or bet on at least bet on it.
I'm right there with you.
But so, do we have any more callers, Bo?
Hawk.
Hawk in Maryland.
All time.
Drive by.
Yeah.
Drive by. That was loud. Yeah.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yo. Okay, what up, TBV? Bo, yo, Ness, and Ringwalk, and Mike, is she in there too?
Yep.
She's here.
Okay, hello to the
breaking the
hello
ball.
To the whole. Huh?
Now, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hello to the whole fam. Anyway, hit that like, subscribe to the Boxing Boys. I'm glad to go with Andy. You know, if he's focused, I just think Andy's a superior boxer, man, if he's focused. I thought he had beat, I can't think of his name, years ago. They took that fight from over there in that other country with the...
Joseph Parker.
Damn it.
Not Joseph Parker.
He beat Parker. He got out-jabbed in that fight. He got out. I thought he beat Parker.
Okay, okay. I don't want y'all to cut me off my thing. Way quick. I got Andy. I got Bivol. Definitely got Bivol. And the other day I was talking about Zab Judah fighting. Zab Judah was told if he get hit in his head good, he would die. Because
we hope those rumors are false. I hope those rumors are false as fuck.
Me too. Okay. Well, I hope so then, because I know he was in a coma and everything.
Yes,
but
he was.
Last thing, I do want to say this. I got Jake Paul getting stopped by Anderson Silva.
Me too.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You guys will be able to see some Anderson Silva footage on the Boxing Boys very soon.
All right. Yeah, that's my call. I got Anderson stopping Jake Paul. I mean, embarrassing him.
Mm.
But other than that, who else we got? That was it, wasn't it? The Canuck.
Oh, yeah. It's drive-by.
It's drive-by, Sam. We got to let you go.
All right, then, Sam. Good to go.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
You got us 1 minute late, Hulk.
Nah. We good. Ness, you got anything else? Did I miss any super chats last minute?
It's over.
Ringwalk Danny, Instagram and Twitter. We are the Boxing Voice. I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend, the crybaby, Nesta Gibbs. Ness, where can they find you?
At crybaby, Ness GTO.
Instagram and Twitter, Bo.
You can find me at Never Get the Job Done Right, Bo Mason _TBV on IG.
And then Miss Break the Wall. Canna says, damn, Michael, breaking walls, girl. Control that wagon. Where can they find you?
Micah Jordan _ on Instagram.
Wagon wheel.
We'll be back from the wind. Blue Wire Studios today.
Dose it.
Midday. We out.
Dose it.